Hello, fans, and welcome to Tiger Field in Redding, California. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. I'm Jacob Green, bringing you tonight's Friday night edition of some summer baseball. The Colt 45 is taking on NBO Sacramento on a hot summer night here at Tiger Field. It's twin night out at the ballpark. Bring your twin onto the ballpark for half price tickets. And you can watch these Colt 45 stick on NBO Sacramento. First pitch is set to be here in about 10 minutes at 7:15 p.m. We'll start things off on the pregame show. We're going to get you the starting lineups. Starting with NBO Sacramento, it's going to be Brett Griffiths at shortstop, batting first. Followed by Davis Graney at second base. Lance Savacki, the designated hitter, batting third. Followed by Henry Palner. He's going to be in center field batting cleanup. Followed by Brad Morris. And he'll be catching the starting pitcher for NBO Sacramento. Followed by Austin Watkins, the first baseman. And then Tyce Bartlett in right. Dylan Hoslinak at third. And Forrest Kisnew in left, as we're going to get the national anthem being performed by Summer Chappelle, and we'll get that to you here in a couple of moments as both teams have lined up on the lines and face the direction of the flag out there in center field. Powerful and beautiful rendition of our nation's anthem, brought to you by Summer Chappelle. As we're set here for game two against NBO Sacramento, to reiterate Sacramento's starting lineup, it's going to be Griffiths at short, Graney at second, Savacki, the designated hitter, batting third, followed by Palner in center, batting cleanup, and Brad Morris will be batting fifth. He'll be catching tonight, followed by Watkins, the first baseman, Bartlett in right, Kolsnick at third, and Kistner, the left fielder. For the Colt 45s, it's going to be Dusty Vila leading things off, followed by Griffith Fenn, who's still leading those Colt 45s in a lot of offensive categories. Then it'll be Kyle Norton, designated hitting tonight. He'll be batting third, followed by McGuire Smith playing first base. And then Keanu Mizuda in left field, followed by Sutter Moss playing third base tonight. And then Braxton Riley in center field. He'll be batting seventh, followed by Noah Betanco, tonight's backstop. He'll be batting eighth. And then it will be Joel Calderon, the shortstop, batting ninth. So Vila at second, Finn in right, Norton the designated hitter, Smith the first baseman, Mizuda in the left, Moss at third, Riley in center, Betanco the catcher, followed by Calderon at short. And for the Colt 45s, it's going to be Spencer Reif out there on the bump. His battery mate will be Noah Betanco. A little bit about Betanco. He's played in two games. He's got a fielding percentage of 1,000 with 13 putouts and 3 assists. He's second amongst Colt 45 catchers in assists. Alex Jones has 7. As the managers are going to make their way out to home plate to meet with the umpires and submit their starting lineups. Spencer Reif on the season. He is 1-0 with a 3.43 ERA in 18 and a third innings pitched. 7 earned runs, 15 strikeouts, and 3 walks. So an excellent campaign to start this 2024 season for Reif in 3 starts. It'll be his 4th start. On June 14th versus the Fairfield Indians, he went 5 and a third, giving up 6 runs. Only 3 of those were earned. He walked 1 and struck out 6, and his strikeout high in a start this year is 8. But a little fun fact about him, he's actually 1-for-1 in at-bats. So he's got an OPS of 2,000, a slugging of 1,000, an on-base percentage of 1,000, and he's batting 1,000. He batted in that 25-6 win on June 15th versus the Fairfield Indians. So they decided to let a starting pitcher grab some wood and pinch hit, and he ended up getting a hit. So technically, even though it's only been in one plate appearance, he is leading in those offensive categories for the Colt 45s, which is definitely rare for a pitcher. But for Reif, from Richmond, Virginia, and Milligan University. At Milligan University, he started 9 games, had 13 appearances. He was 0-for-1 with a 7.27 ERA, 20 Ks and 9 walks in 34 and 2/3 innings pitched. So already his stats with the Colt 45s are a little superior to that of when he was at Milligan University. Dimitri Perry will be the starting pitcher for Indio Sacramento as we set to get things started here as the umpires have made their way back to their positions and the managers have walked back to their dugouts. So hopefully we'll get things started here possibly a little bit early. It is a hot summer night here in Redding. Those flags out in center field are not moving at all, although a slight breeze has picked up as shadows have just now started to cover parts of the field toward on the third base side, rather. There's shadows as the sun starts to set. And we get a little wind here at Tiger Field. For Dusty Vila, during this 2024 summer ball campaign, he's batting .381. He's got 2 home runs and 16 RBIs with 5 walks and 3 hit-by-pitches. So that leadoff position he's been doing well with and even getting RBIs, which is rare for a leadoff hitter to get. Kyle Norton, he's batting 3rd in the lineup tonight. He's batting .419 with a .561 on-base percentage. And Griffith Benn, who's been the Colt 45's hottest hitter, he's batting .386 with 14 RBIs, 9 walks, and a .465 on-base percentage. He's batting 2nd tonight and playing right field. Looking to improve those stats from this season. Brandon Zanny not in the lineup, still leading the Colt 45s in walks. He's got 13. He might come on to pinch hit here, which never know what you'll see as the Colt 45s have gathered in front of the third base side of the dugout and will get ready to take the field here as we're approaching 7:15, which is when we will hopefully see our first pitch as the Redding Colt 45s take the field and begin their warm-ups. Betanco makes his way over behind the plate, as does Spencer Reif, climbs up to the hill, set to begin his warm-up tosses to his backstop, and the infield starts to throw it around. Along with Spencer Reif, who throws fastballs, a slider, and possibly a changeup. It's something that mimics a fastball, looks to be a changeup. Not quite sure if it is actually a changeup or if he just adjusts his arm slot on his fastball, but if it's just from the third base side of the rubber, a 6-foot right-hander. That's right and throws right. And Noah Betanko, discussed earlier, he has 3 assists on the year, only in 2 games played, but we saw his last start where he was also Rife's battery, had 2 caught stealings, threw out 2 runners down at second base, really showing off that arm as he did on the throw downs after the warm-ups had been concluded. And folks, just a reminder, tonight's game is sponsored, brought to you by KCNR Shasta Redding, your talk radio station at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Tonight, we're saluting the Shasta Regional Medical Center and the new Doctoral Lessons coming aboard, and we're bringing to you a Friday night edition of Redding Colt 45's Baseball here on 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, as Betanko makes his throw down to second. He'll make his way out to the mound as the leadoff hitter for NBO Sacramento. We'll dig in from the right side. It's going to be Brett Griffiths, the shortstop, leading things off as he steps into the box now. Does a little bit of landscaping. Takes a deep breath now. Digs in the box, deep in the box. A little bit over the plate as Rife peers into Betanko. Sets up outside, comes set, and delivers the first pitch. It's going to be swung on, playable for the second baseman, Vila, making his way over behind first base. He's going to squeeze it for out number one, and that's the way the ball game begins as the first pitch came in at 7:16 p.m. Vila making his way back of first baseman McGuire Smith. A little pop-up, able to squeeze it for out number one, which will bring Davis Graney to the plate. Grawley, rather. My apologies. As he takes one just off the outside edge. Ball one. Looks to be a fastball. Rife comes set and delivers now. It's going to be low and outside for ball two. 2 balls and no strikes. Rife grabs a bit of rosin from the back of the hill. Now climbs back up. Delivers the 2-0 from the third base out of the rubber. That one swung ungrounded just to the left of third base in foul territory. It'll be the first strike on Davis Grawley. Right-handed hitter. Adjusts his glove now. Steps back in. Slightly open stance, knees bent. Rife set to deliver the 2-1. Breaking ball. Misses. Then out of the zone. Count moves to 3 balls and 1 strike. This one's tapped foul again, wide of third base. That'll move count full. His wife hears it by Tonko. Grawley steps out of the box, takes a couple practice swings, now taps the plate with his bat. His wife comes set to deliver the payoff pitch. Fastball swung on right to Calderon and through past Calderon, attempting to pick it off the dirt. Not quite able to get into his glove. And Grawley is aboard with a single as it went through right past Calderon's mitt. That will bring Lance Sabaki to the plate. He'll be digging in from the right side. The designated hitter tonight. He's got a wide stance, deep in the box, bent over the plate a bit as Leonard takes lead from first. This one swung on grounded through the right side and into right field. Finn over to field. The ball is going to toss it back into Vila, who holds both runners at first and second. So Grawley moves up to second base on the Sabaki single. And suddenly, with only one out in the inning, NBO is threatening. As the Colt 45s move, Vila shaded a bit up the middle towards second base, looking to turn two here. It's a right-handed hitter, Henry Palner, center fielder, as Rife, who have driven deep, peering in at Betanko, gives him the sign. Rife comes set now. Out of the stretch, delivers with one out. Curveball misses inside. Ball one. The Colt 45s have third baseman Moss, a couple steps off the line and a couple steps back to the bag. Rife checks the runners. 1-0 delivery. Fastball in the air, way foul down the left field line. It was absolutely hammered, but pulled it just a bit. Way wide of the foul pole. A 1-1 count now. Rife peering in at Betanco. Lays the sign. Comes set. 1-1 delivery from Rife. Fastball swing and a miss. Strike two. Pollner was way late on that swing. He now steps back into the box, widens his stance, taps the plate a couple times with his bat. Rife checks the rally back at second, now delivers. Curveball is going to be up and in and hits Pollner. That will fill the bases for NBO. Crawley moves to third base, Sabaki to second, and Pollner will take first base on the free 90 feet, which will bring Brad Morris, the catcher for NBO Sacramento, to the plate as Betanco trots out to the mound, talk to his pitcher Rife, now makes his way back, puts his mask back over his head as the first baseman Smith is going to move in and play on the grass. Rife delivers a fastball in at the knees on the inside corner. Strike one. Smith playing three or four steps off the line, even right on the infield grass. Vila, Calderon, and Moss are playing at normal depth. This one's swung on and missed for strike two. Morris in an 0-2 hole now. The bases are loaded in this scoreless game in the top half of the first. Rife peers in at Betanco. Gives him the sign. Betanco sets up a little bit outside. Rife delivers, and this one's going to be fouled back to the screen. Count holds it. No balls and two strikes. There's one out. Moss, the third baseman, playing three or four steps off the line in a few back of the bag. This one's swung on and missed. Rife gets the K. He gets Morris to chase on a fastball up and away for strikeout number one and out number two as Austin Watkins, the first baseman, makes his way to the plate. About 6'2", 6'3", a tall right-handed hitter. Slightly open stance on the right side. Rife checks the runners back at second, third, and first. Now delivers. A fastball in at the knees. Four strike one. Grawley at third, Sabaki at second, and Pollner at first. Rife, glove at his hip, bending down toward Betanco, and Watkins is going to call time and step out. Take a couple practice swings. Rife steps off. Now steps back on the rubber. From the middle of the rubber, comes set now, checks the runners back. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball waved at by Watkins for strike two. In the dirt, excellent block by Betanco. Smothered the pitch as it came in. Watkins waved at it. Rife now, looking in at Betanco. Glove at his hip, now comes set. The 0-2 delivery from Rife. Fastball is fouled back. Just off Betanco's mitt. Count hold, no balls and two strikes. The runners make their way back to their bases. The first baseman, Smith, now playing behind the runner at first base. The infield back. Runners take their leads. The delivery from Rife. Curveball misses up and in for ball one. One ball and two strikes. The bases are loaded for NBO Sacramento in this top half of the first inning. We're scoreless. There's two gone as Rife gets a sign from Betanco. Now comes set, checks the runners. The 1-2 delivery. Fastball is just missed by Betanco. Rattles between his legs but stays near him. Called a ball. Two balls and two strikes now. As the runners now take their leads. Not being held on by any Colt 45 defense as Rife delivers the 2-2. Curveball is going to hit Watkins. Back-to-back. My apologies. Two hit batters in the inning now. That will score a run as Grawley's going to trot in. Moves up the runners another 90 feet after Watkins is plunked by Rife. Breaking pitch that didn't quite break there will bring Tyce Bartlett to the plate. He's playing right field tonight. Another right-handed hitter deep in the box. Slightly open stance. Rife delivers. Fastball swung on, fouled back over the screen and off a car in the parking lot. Hopefully no damage there. As the count is now no balls and one strike, with two gone here in the top of the first. And it's 1-0 ball game. Rife checks the runners. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball. Check swing called. Strike two. Doesn't matter if he went around. It was called a strike on the outside corner. In at the waist. A fastball from Rife. He peers in at Betanco. And the 0-2 delivery. Fastball. Low and away. For a 1-2 count now. On Bartlett. He waves the wood back and forth a couple times. Now readies as Rife comes set. Rife checks runner back at second. The 1-2 delivery. Fastball grounded to Calderon's right. Diving for it. Is not going to be able to get play on it. It's through. One run will score. It's into left field. But all of the runners are going to hold with only moving up another 90 feet again on that. E6 from Calderon. As Sabaki comes around to score. Hollander moves to third, and Austin Watkins moves to second. Bartlett reaches on the E6, and that will bring Dylan Hoschelnack, the third baseman, digging in from the left side. Rife comes set now, checks the runners, and delivers. Fastball is going to miss low and in. The third baseman, Kosmak, digging in from the left side. He's the first left-handed hitter tonight for NBO. The 1-0 delivery from Rife. Fastball swung on, grounded up the middle and through for a base hit. One run will score. Around third is Watkins. He's going to score. And it's now 4-0 as Tyce Bartlett holds at second. And Dylan Kosmak with a single up the middle for two RBIs. Now we'll bring up the 9 batter. Forrest Kistner, the left fielder, will now be up the 9 batter. He's digging in from the right side with a wide open stance deep in the box. Rife peering in from the stretch and delivers. It's grounded toward the second baseman's field. Plays it on a hop. He's going to throw it over to first in time for the out. The side is finally retired. NBO puts up 4. And it will be the Colt 45 is coming up in the bottom half. Tonight's Reading Colt 45 baseball game is brought to you by KCNR Shasta Reading, your talk radio station at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Tonight, we are saluting Shasta Regional Medical Center and the new doctoral residents coming aboard.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
leading off for the 445s against Dimitri Perry is going to be the left-hand hitting Dusty Vila, tonight's second baseman, who ended the NBO's four-run inning with playing that ground ball on a hop and tossing it over to first baseman Smith for the out. He'll dig in from the left side as Perry concludes his warm tosses. Morris makes his throw on down to second base, and the Colt 45s will look to make a dent in this four-run deficit after only half an inning. So Dusty Vila out of Chico, California. Perry comes set. Out of the windup, delivers. Fastball up and away, ball one. Perry has a little bit of a funky delivery from the first base side of the rubber. Comes set with a low leg kick. This one's grounded toward the first baseman, who plays it on a couple of hops. The pitcher covering is going to make his way over as the toss from first baseman Watkins is gloved by Perry, who taps first base for the out, and Vila is retired. 3-1. That will bring Griffith Fenn to the plate. Back-to-back left-handed hitters for the Colt 45s. Griffith Fenn playing right field tonight. He'll dig in from the left side as Perry comes set and delivers. Fastball goes right through the catcher for ball one. Ben's going to step out of the box and readjust his batting gloves a bit. Take a couple practice swings. Now steps back in. Perry pairing in at his catcher, Morris, who sets up inside. Pitch comes in, is going to be called a strike on the inside corner and at the knees. One ball and one strike on Finn. Perry out of the windup, the 1-1. Swung on by Finn, who flares one right to the second baseman. It's going to drop and be played on a hop by the second baseman, who throws it on over to Watkins at first for out number two. So quickly two gone here on that 4-3 putout. We'll bring Kyle Norton to the plate, who is the DH tonight. Also a left-handed hitter. There's Perry from the first base out of the rubber, delivers. Fastball inside corner and at the knees for strike one. A little bit different from NBO's strategy, the Colt 45s. This one's grounded. The first baseman Watkins and through into right field. A wide turn at first, and Norton's going to hold it first with a single. That ball was grounded on a couple of hops to Watkins' left on the first base side, and he had to play a weird in-between hop and end up going right over his glove and into shallow right field, where it was played back by Bartlett. And Smith holds it first with a single. I'll bring McGuire Smith to the plate, the first baseman, another left-handed hitter. As he waves at one, that's grounded to the first baseman moving to his right, and he's going to take it himself. That'll be out number three, and the side is retired. So ground out to the third baseman, Strands Norton at first. Ground out to the first baseman, rather, Strands Norton at first. One hit, but no run scored. It's 4-0 after one. We're right at the top of the second. Tonight's game is sponsored by KCNR, Shasta Redding, your talk radio station at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Tonight, we are saluting Shasta Regional Medical Center and the new doctoral residents coming aboard.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Redding, California, and Tiger Field. It's the top of the second inning. The Colt 45s are down 4-0 after NBO Sacramento was able to send 9 batters to the plate last inning. And leading things off again will be Brett Griffiths, the shortstop. In his first at-bat of the evening, he popped out to second baseman Vila. He'll dig in from the right side as Reif comes set and delivers. One swung on and fouled back over the screen into the parking lot. That will be strike number 1. As Reif, glove at his belt, ready to come set and delivers the 0-1. Fastball is going to miss low. Good take there by Griffiths, able to lay off the low fastball. Reif, 1-1 delivery. Misses low again for ball 2. That changeup came in a bit low. The 2-1 delivery from Reif out of the windup. Swung on in the air. Riley making his way over towards shallow left center is going to drop for a hit, played back by the left fielder. It's bobbled. Now a quick throw into second base. Vila puts the tag on the runner, and he's out at second base. A great heads-up play there by left fielder Keanu Mizuda, who was not able to get to the ball, and that was Riley, as Calderon, Riley, and Mizuda were converging on it in shallow left center field out there in no man's land. It dropped, kicked between Mizuda's legs. He picked it back up, threw it into second base, not cut off by Calderon, the shortstop, and Vila put the tag on the runner for out number 1 as Grawley swings and misses at a fastball high in the zone for strike 1. Reif gets a sign, now delivers the 0-1. Changeup waved at and fouled back to the screen for strike 2. Reif already bouncing back pretty well after last inning, as Grawley finds himself in an 0-2 hole. Right-handed hitter, pitch from Reif. It's going to be outside, smothered by Betanco. Keep it in front of him. 1-2 now. As Reif comes set. The 1-2 delivery is going to be outside for ball 2. 2-2 on Grawley. The 2-2 delivery from Reif. Fastball waved at. Betanco smothers it and throws on down to first. It's going to be over the first baseman Smith's head. Goes into foul territory in right field, and it's played back in by Finn. It's not going to be in time to throw in the second. It is wide of the bag. And Grawley's able to reach after the throw from Betanco. Smith, the first baseman, having to reach over his head, not quite able to see it with the sun just still over the advertisements here on the third base side bleachers, was not quite able to get his glove on it. So Grawley strikes out but ends up on second base as, my apologies, swings at strike 3 but ends up on second base as Lance Sabaki, the designated hitter, comes to the plate from the right side. He's going to watch a fastball catch the outside corner for strike 1. Sabaki singled his last time up. He came around to score, which made the game 2-0. So now the score is 4-0. Reif checks Grawley back at second and delivers a fastball in there at the knees for strike 2. Reif bends down, peers over. Now comes set. The 0-2 delivery. fastball is waved at by Sabakian. Just able to get a barrel on it. Grounds it foul of third. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. Sabaki digs back in, taps the plate with his bat. Rife gets a sign for Betanko and comes set. Betanko sets up outside. Rife delivers. Fastball is just check swung on again and fouled over the first base dugout. Count holds at no balls and two strikes. Rife comes set, checks Grawley back at second, and delivers the 0-2. Fastball swung on and missed. Got him swinging. Sabaki not able to catch up to the fastball. That's out number two, which will bring Henry Palmer to the plate. He's going to dig in from the right side. A big hitter from the right side. The umps are going to make their way to their different positioning with the right-handed hitter. Grawley, over there at second base, is dancing off the bag, pretending to run over the third, and then trots back a couple steps as Rife delivers a strike in at the knees. Great pitch there from Rife. See, checks Grawley back at second. Comes set. Now delivers the 0-1. Fastball misses low. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Rife readies and delivers. This one's grounded. Foul of third past a diving Moss. Wasn't quite able to glove it. Got his uniform all dirty, diving head first for it, but it was beyond his glove into foul territory. A great effort there by Sutter Moss. Count moves to one ball and two strikes. With two outs here in this 4-0 ball game, Grawley takes his lead from second. Rife checks him back. Now comes set. Delivers a 1-2. Breaking ball misses low. Betanko, the ball in the dirt, does a great job of keeping it in front of him. Two balls and two strikes. Betanko showing off how well he can move laterally to keep that ball in front of him. Rife comes set now. The 2-2 delivery. Fastball swung and fouled back over the screen. And into the parking lot. Count remains two balls and two strikes. As the ump is going to get some new baseballs from the bat boy. Now both Betanko and home plate umpire and the home plate umpire make their way back behind the plate. 2-2 count on Palmer, the center fielder. Hitting cleanup tonight in his second at-bat of the night. 4-0 with two gone here. Rife peers in at Betanko. With his glove at his hip, the ball tucked behind him. Now comes set. Checks Grawley back at second. And delivers 2-2. Fastball, check swing. Called strike three as Betanko reaches to his right and gloves it. So Rife gets the punch out. Got him looking. That's out number three. The NBO Sacramento threatens, but does not score. It's 4-0 after 1.5. Tonight's game is sponsored by KCNR Shasta Redding, your talk radio station at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Tonight, we're saluting Shasta Regional Medical Center and the new doctoral residents coming aboard.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Now, this
This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's 4-0, leading things off in this bottom of the second inning for Keanu. For the Colt 45s, rather, is going to be left-hand hitting Keanu Mizuda. The Colt 45s have sent five straight left-handed batters to the plate as Mizuda is going to watch a fastball in at the belt for strike one. In the top half of the second, the NBO Sacramento was able to put one runner aboard, but he was stranded over there at second base as Rife struck out back-to-back batters to get the last two outs of the inning. As Mizuda takes another strike. Now watches one float low and away in the dirt for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Mizuda, left-hand hitter. The delivery from Perry is going to be grounded to the shortstop. He tosses on over to first base. So 6-3 ground out. Shortstop to first baseman. That is Brett Griffiths to Austin Watkins. Shortstop moving to the third base side. Gloved it in through to Austin Watkins. As third baseman Sutter Moss comes to the plate. Wide open stance on the left side. Outfield playing straight up. The left fielder playing only a few feet in front of the track, playing a little bit deeper. So first pitch comes in is going to be a strike on the inside corner. Perry comes set, delivers again. It's going to be low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. That first pitch was called inside. Two delivery from Perry. Fastball misses low and in for ball three. Perry working very quick. Now steps off the back of the hill. Rubs up the baseball. From the first base side of the rubber, he's going to peer in at Morris. Gives him the sign. Morris sets up inside the 3-0. Fastball misses low. Four-pitch walk is issued to Sutter Moss. A great at-bat there by Sutter Moss, watching four pitches. Inside, inside, outside, and then inside again. As Braxton Riley comes to the plate. Braxton Riley's got a 407 on-base percentage on the season. He'll be digging in from the right side. The first right-hand hitter tonight for the Colt 45s as deking the catcher Morris was Moss, who made his way back to first, trying to draw a back pick from Morris as Riley took that first pitch for a ball. It's the 1-0 count now on Riley as Perry tosses over to first to keep Moss close. He'll be back in time. Riley digging in with that slightly open stance on the right side, taps the plate. The 1-0 delivery. Fastball misses low. Great eye there by Riley. Ball two. Five straight balls from Dimitri Perry. As he comes set out of the stretch, the 2-0 delivery. Fastball is going to be in at the knees on the outside corner for strike one. Riley taking all the way, making Perry throw strikes. Perry comes set. The 2-1 with one out. Swung on and tapped off the plate, foul. Count moves to two balls and two strikes. Noah Betanco is on deck. As Riley digs back in. There's one out. NBO with their second baseman playing a couple steps in. Their third baseman in on the grass in case there's a sacrifice bunt here. 2-2 pitch is going to be off the plate outside for ball three. Full count now with one out. NBO looking to turn a double play and get out of the inning in this 4-0 ball game. Perry comes set. The payoff pitch. It's going to make a throw over to first base. It's not going to be in time after the tag is put on by Watkins. But diving back was Moss. Moss takes his lead now. Delivers grounded to the shortstop. Flips to second for one and dropped by the second baseman. Moss running through first base did not slide and is tagged out after the second baseman Brawley drops it, picks it back up, and tags Moss. Riley's safe at first, but Moss is erased on the fielder's choice as he's tagged out by the second baseman. Now, digging in from the right side is going to be Noah Betanco. So, two gone here. It's 4-0. NBO Sacramento on top of the Colt 45s. Calderon's on deck. Noah Betanco, tonight's backstop for Spencer Reif, the Colt 45 starting pitcher, will be digging in. And Betanco's batting 750 in. He has two doubles on the year. Deep in the box, slightly open stance. He's going to watch a fastball low for ball one. Riley takes his lead at first. A couple steps off the bag, being held on by first baseman Watkins. Perry comes set, 1-0 delivery. Swung on and missed by Betanco. Huge cut there. A little bit late on it. He'll step out of the box, now digs back in. Taps the plate a couple times. With the wide open stance, the 1-1 delivery from Perry. Riley running. One swung on and missed, but the catcher not able to hold on to it. Riley takes second base. Stolen base there for Riley as the catcher was not able to make a throw down in time anyway. One ball and two strikes on Betanco with two outs. It's 4-0. In the bottom half of the second, Betanco digs in now. Chokes up on the bat. Wide open stance. Perry checks Riley back a second. Now delivers. Fastball misses low. Smothered by the catcher. Back behind the plate. Two balls and two strikes now. Morris, an excellent job of keeping the ball in front of him there. Moving to his right. Betanco waves the wood back and forth a couple times. The 2-2 delivery from Perry. Fastball is fouled off of Betanco. Two balls and two strikes. Still. With two outs, Calderon, the nine hitter, he's on deck should this inning continue for the Colt 45s. Betanco digs back in, waves the bat. Perry comes set, checks Riley back at second, and delivers. Fastball just off the plate. Betanco with a gutsy take there. Most hitters will try and foul that off. Count fills at three balls and two strikes. Perry comes set. The payoff pitch with two out. Riley running. Waved at by Betanco, and he'll be tagged out by Morris, the catcher, for out number three. Colt 45s leave Riley at second. It's 4-0 after two. We're headed to the top of the third. Tonight's Redding Colt 45s baseball game is brought to you by KCR, Casa Redding, your talk radio station at 96.5 FM and 4:60 a.m. Tonight we're going to the Shasta Regional Medical Center and Dr. President coming up over.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Reif is going to be out there for his third inning of work after starting tonight's game. He's given up 4 runs, but last inning only faced 4 batters as opposed to the 9 he faced in the first inning. As Reif concludes his warm-up tosses to one Carlos Camarena, who is catching the warm-up tosses for Noah Betanco, who is putting the gear back on. Reif is going to deliver a couple more, and Betanco will get his throw down to second. The Colt 45 sent 4 batters to the plate in the bottom half of the second, but Riley was stranded at second base. As Brad Morris, the catcher, will come to the plate for NBO Sacramento. Right-handed hitter. A wide open stance. Reif comes set. Out of the windup, delivers to Betanco as this one's popped up on the infield. Vila making his way over towards second base. Playable will squeeze it for out number one. One pitch, one out. As Brad Morris is retired, this will bring Austin Watkins, the tall first baseman, to the plate. Rocking the white and dark blue stirrups up to his knees. He'll dig in from the right side, deep in the box. Slightly open stance. As Reif, glove of the belt, delivers out of the windup. Fastball waved at. For strike one. Watkins late on that fastball. Reif, glove of the belt, from the first base out of the rubber, delivers. On the outside corner, at the waist, for strike number two. 0-2 count now on Watkins. Digs back in from the right side. Reif delivers. Fastball misses upstairs. For ball one. One ball and two strikes with one out. Nobody on. 1-2 delivery. Fastball in the dirt. Waved at by Watkins, who's tagged out by Betanco. Quickly two away here. As Reif has settled in after a rocky first inning. That will bring the right fielder, Tyce Bartlett, to the plate. He reached on an error his first time up. Right-handed hitter, slightly open stance, rocking the striped socks as he waves at a fastball. Late on that pitch for strike one. Digs back in now. Open stance, Reif delivers. This one's popped up toward the first base dugout and out of play with McGuire Smith giving chase, but not able to get it. No balls and two strikes with two outs. Bartlett digs back in. The 0-2 delivery with two out from Reif. Fastballs fell back over the screen and into the parking lot. Count holds at no balls and two strikes. As on what was a hot night here in Redding, Reif comes set and delivers in the dirt. Betanco not able to hold on to it, gets past him. He picks it up, throws on down to first. It's going to be wide of first base into right field, but recovered by the second baseman, Vila, backing up the play. So reaching first base is Bartlett, and that will bring Dylan Koslinik to the plate. As that throw was on the foul territory side of first base, and McGuire Smith not able to reach it. Dylan Koslinik will dig in from the left side and watch a fastball miss just a bit outside for ball one. Reif set, delivers the 1-0. in at the knees on the inside corner for strike one. Dylan Koshliniak. I will hopefully get that pronunciation right as the night carries on. As Rife comes set, checks the running back at first, the 1-1 delivery. Fastball way out in front was Koshliniak. For strike two. Rife, glove of the belt, peering in. Taking his lead from first is Bartlett. The delivery just off the outside edge for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 delivery with two outs. His wife checks running back at first. Now comes set. The 2-2 delivery. It's going to be bouncing in the dirt, blocked by Bitonko, who quickly readies to make a throw, but holding it first is Bartlett. Folks, you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. I'm Jacob Green, bringing you Colt 45's baseball. It's great to have you with us. As the count fails to three balls and two strikes, Rife peering in, two outs. As Bartlett takes his lead from first, he'll be running. Rife delivers. Fastball is going to be in at the knees. Bechanko was already out of the crouch, tossing the ball back on top of the mound. He knew it was out number three. Caught Koshliniak looking. The NBO Sacramento threatens but does not score. It's 4-0 after 2.5. Tonight's Redding Colt 45's baseball game is brought to you by KCNR, Shasta Redding, your talk radio station at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Tonight we are saluting Shasta Regional Medical Center and the new doctoral residents coming aboard.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. We're through 2.5. It's the bottom of the third. Joel Calderon, the nine batter, will saunter his way toward the right side and dig in deep in the box as NBO Sacramento concludes their warm-up. It's 4-0. Vila is on deck. Joel Calderon now digs in. He'll get his first at-bat of the evening on what once was a hot summer night, has now cooled off to a somewhat cooler night at 97 now as the breeze has started to pick up. Not quite wind. A soft wind would be a lot faster. It's more of a breeze that's cooling things off as Calderon takes ball one. As the 1-0 delivery from Perry, it's going to be a fastball and at the knees for strike one. One ball and one strike. Shadows have now started to cover most of the field as just the center fielder and right fielder are in a little bit of a sunspot. 1-1 delivery. Curveball inside. Two balls and one strike. A beautiful night for baseball on twin night here at Tiger Field. Perry delivers the 2-1. Fastball is swung on and fouled out of play over the first base dugout. Two balls and two strikes on Calderon. Slightly open stance. Perry, the 2-2 delivery. Fastball waved at by Calderon. Morris catches it on a hop and puts the tag on Calderon. Calderon K's, that's out number one. And the second K of the night for Dimitri Perry. We'll bring up the top of the order. Dusty Vila to the plate. He grounded out to the first baseman, his first time up. And even Stance, left-hand hitter, the breaking ball, is going to drop in on the inside corner and at the knees for strike one. Vila steps back in, taps the plate a couple times with his bat. Now waves the wood back and forth a couple times. Perry comes set. 0-1 delivery. Fastball is waved at and tapped foul toward the first base side. No balls and two strikes now on Vila. As Perry gets a new baseball, rubs it up a bit, climbs back up the hill and adjusts his pant legs. Now peering in from the first base side of the rubber to Morris. Morris relays the sign. Perry comes set. Morris sets up inside. The 0-2 delivery is grounded to the left of the second baseman, who moves laterally, smothers it, and tosses it on over to first baseman Austin Watkins for out number two. A 4-3 ground out on the play. That will bring Griffith Finn to the plate. Finn is 0-1 tonight. He grounded out to the second baseman his first time up. He digs in from the left side. Now taps the plate. Dimitri Perry, out of the windup, delivers. Breaking ball waved at by Finn. Late on that pitch. Four strike one. No balls and one strike with two outs. As Perry comes set to deliver the 0-1. Out of the windup. Fastball up and away. Just off the outside edge. To move the count to one ball and one strike. Ben readies. Now Perry comes set and delivers. Fastball catches the outside corner at the knees for strike two. One ball and two strikes now. On Finn. Dimitri Perry comes set yet again for the first base side of the rubber. The 1-2 delivery. Low and outside. Fastball misses for ball two. On deck is Kyle Norton. Another left-handed hitter. As the 2-2 delivery with two out. Curveball in the air towards right fielder. Making his way back. Should be playable. Makes his way back a couple feet in front of the track. Will squeeze it for out number three. The Colt 45s go 1-2-3. We're through three. It's 4-0. NBO Sacramento on top of the Colt 45s. Tonight's Reading Colt 45s baseball game is brought to you by KCNR, Shasta Reading. Your talk radio station at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Tonight, we are saluting Shasta Regional Medical Center and the new doctoral residents coming aboard.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. It's the top of the fourth inning. 4-0 after three with NBO Sacramento coming up in this top half. It's going to be Forrest Kistner, Brett Griffiths, and Davis Grawley for NBO Sacramento as Rife takes his warm tosses. And for all you hockey fans listening, the Edmonton Oilers have tied up the Stanley Cup Finals at 3 games apiece now. So there will be a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals as Rife finishes up his warm-up tosses. We will get part of the top of the order here as after the 9-hitter, Forrest Kistner comes to the plate, the left fielder tonight. He'll be digging in from the right side, a right-on-right matchup against Spencer Rife. Kistner grounded out to second baseman Dusty Vila his first time up. As he'll take a couple practice swings before he digs in the box. Rife with his glove at the belt. From the third base side of the rubber, now comes set and delivers out of the windup. A fastball is swung on and missed. Strike one. Reif has really settled in here after facing 9 batters to start this game off. As he delivers the 0-1, it's going to be outside. Even the count at 1-1. As now the breeze is picked up here at Tiger Field. Someone's fouled back over the screen and into the crowd. A free souvenir for a fan is going to bounce off the bleachers as a fan was able to make a play on it. Was unable to make a play on it, rather. 1-2. As Reif delivers fastballs. Fouled off the catcher, Betanco. Looked like it fouled off the inside of his ankle. Takes a minute to readjust his gear, shake it off a bit. The home plate umpire will go get a couple baseballs to give Betanco some time to walk it off, as he is clearly a bit shaken up from it. Takes a few deep breaths. Now squats back behind the plate. 1-2 with no one gone, as home plate umpire is going to talk things over with Betanco, allow him to make sure he's actually ready after that foul tip came in. Reif now delivers a 1-2. Breaking ball misses low for 2. The home plate umpire just wanted to make sure Betanco was actually ready before he hurried him up a bit. Reif with the glove at his belt delivers out of the windup the 2-2. Fastball's grounded up the middle and through for a base hit as Riley, the center fielder, will relay it back in. A single to start things off for Forrest Kistner. He's now 1-2 tonight. That will bring up the top of the order. Brett Griffiths, who's 0-2 tonight. He did have that hit, but was gunned down at second base after Mizuda tossed it in to Vila, covering second base. Colt 45s will shift Vila a bit towards second base. He's back at the bag, still on the right side of the field. Almost playing normal depth. Looking to turn two here. Reif out of the stretch delivers. Bounces one off the plate. Blocked by Betanco and kept in front of him as he looks Kistner back to first base. Great play there by Betanco. 1-0. Griffiths. Slightly open stance deep in the box. Fastball misses up and in. 2. Griffiths has a... doesn't really bend his knees, almost like a standing up stance, a la John Jaso or Ichiro Suzuki. 2-0 delivery. Fastball swung in the air towards center fielder Riley. Makes his way back. Should be playable. He's under it now and makes the catch and tosses it back into the cutoff man Vila to hold Kistner at first base. Braxton Riley making a great play over his left shoulder toward right center field for the out. That's out number 1, which will bring the second baseman, Davis Grawley, to the plate. He is 1-1 tonight. He reached on an error as well after that single. 1-2, rather, reached on an error. As the delivery from Reif has swung on in the air towards Riley, making his way back towards left center field. Should be playable, and he'll squeeze that for out number 2 and relay it back in to hold Kistner at first base. So back-to-back flyouts to center field here as the breeze has started to pick up and shadows have covered all of the field now. So a little bit of a easier outfield to play for all the fielders as they don't have to compete with the sun, but now rather a breeze that randomly kicks up. With 2 gone here, Reif comes set, checks Kistner back at first, and delivers a fastball in at the belt for 1 to designated hitter Lance Sabaki. Right-handed hitter, knees bent, hunched over the plate a bit. The 0-1 delivery from Reif. Fastball low and away. Betanco, excellent job moving to his right. Count even now, 1-1. Betanco sets up inside, ready to make a throw down to second. As Reif delivers, this one's popped up. Third base side, third baseman Moss, playable right in front of third base. He'll squeeze the pop out for out number 3. NBO Sacramento threatens, but does not score. halfway through our ball game here. It's 4-0. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball game is brought to you by KCNR, Shasta Reading, your talk radio station at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Tonight, we are saluting Shasta Regional Medical Center and the new doctoral residents coming aboard.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. We're finishing up some kid games here, which is yet another reminder to bring your family out to the ballpark. It's fun for all ages. Some good quality baseball on a summer night here on this Friday night edition of some Colt 45's baseball. They're down 4-0 against NDO Sacramento, but they'll be sending a designated hitter batting third tonight, number 23, Kyle Norton. He'll dig in from the left side. Facing off against Dimitri Perry in his fourth inning of work. He started tonight's game. He's got two Ks, has not allowed a run, and the Colt 45s have been limited to one hit. He comes set and delivers out of the windup. Misses low. 4-1. 1-0 count on Norton. Left-handed hitter. Pitch from Perry is swung on. Shallow left field. Making his way over there is a left fielder. Should be playable, and he'll squeeze it for out number one. The shortstop, Griffiths, also trying to track it down, but calling him off was left fielder Kistner. Excellent play there by Kistner to get to that ball and camp under it as Norton flies out. That will bring the first baseman, number 33, McGuire Smith, to the plate. He'll dig in from the left side as Perry, out of the windup, delivers a fastball. It's tapped foul toward the first base dugout. That's strike one. It's the bottom of the fourth. Colt 45s are down 4-0 to NBO Sacramento. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. As Dimitri Perry delivers the 0-1. Misses low in the dirt. For ball one. 1-1 now. Comes set back on top of the hill. From the first base side, delivers, bounces it for ball two. Losing a little bit of command as the night goes on. As McGuire Smith digs back in. Now he grounded out his first time up. Waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Perry comes set. The 1-1 delivery. Fastball swung on and missed by Smith. 2 balls and 2 strikes, rather. After that swing and a miss from Smith. Digs back in the box. Kicks some dirt around. Now waves the bat back and forth. Perry, glove at the belt, comes set. Out of the windup, 2-2 delivery. Fastballs fouled off the plate. Smith stays alive. Keeps the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. With one gone here for the Colt 45s. On deck is Kiana Mizuda. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith digging in. The 2-2 delivery from Perry. Waved at, grounded for the first baseman. He's called up by the second baseman. Pitcher covering first is going to get to the bag in time to squeeze the throw from Grawley for out number two. So a 4-1 put out there. We'll bring Keanu Mizuda to the plate. It was a ground ball to the right of the first baseman toward that 4-3 hole on the right side, and the second baseman Grawley called off first baseman Watkins. who then tried to make his way back to first, but covering first base was the pitcher, Demetri Perry, who then caught the throw from the second baseman. This one was grounded to the first baseman and passed the glove of him as it was coming right at him on the ground, but not quite able to handle the heat there. As it goes through and into shallow right field, it'll be a E3 for Keanu Mizuta. He reaches first base. An E3 on Austin Watkins, rather, as Keanu Mizuta gets to first base. That will bring the third baseman Sutter Moss to the plate. A wide open stance on the left side as Perry comes set and delivers a fastball and at the knees on the inside corner for strike one. 0-1 count. Taking his lead from first is Mizuta. Two or three steps off the bag. Perry delivers. Breaking ball, and this is low and away. One ball and one strike. Perry still trying to work quick. Out of the stretch. The 1-1 delivery. As Mizuta dekes the catcher and then gets back to first base in time. Two balls and one strike. Coming out of his crouch was Morris. The 2-1 delivery to Sutter Moss with two outs. Fastball misses in. Ball three. Three balls and one strike on Sutter Moss. Demetri Perry climbs down the back of the hill, adjusts his cap a bit, climbs back up on top of the hill. Runner at first, that's Mizuta taking his lead. It's 4-0 with two outs. Perry peering in at Morris. Now comes set, the 3-1 delivery. Mizuta running, showing bunt is Moss, and it's called a ball as he pulls the bunt back in time. He works a walk. Mizuta will reach second base. And the Colt 45s having a little two-out rally here as Braxton Riley will come to the plate. With two gone, Indio Sacramento shifting their right fielder around a bit. Outfield playing straight up. Braxton Riley will kick some dirt around in that right-hand batter's box. Now digs in. Deep in the box, taps the plate a couple times. Waves the wood back and forth. Demetri Perry pitching out of the stretch. The infield playing behind the runners. Second baseman shaded over towards the bag as Riley takes a fastball low and in. Ball one. Second baseman Grawley is 4 or 5 steps away from the bag at second. As pickoff attempt comes in at second base, is going to be not in time. Lunging back is Mizuta just in time as Grawley put the tag on from Perry, the pitcher. Mizuta takes his lead again from second as Moss takes his lead from first. The delivery from Perry is going to be in at the knees on the inside corner. Fastball for strike one. One ball and one strike with two outs. Riley reached on a fielder's choice and stole second his first time up. Perry throws back to second base. Diving back is Mizuta, and he's back in time. Perry, two pickoff attempts now. Comes set. 1-1 delivery to Riley. Waved at by Riley. Swung on and missed for strike two. Riley swinging with everything he had there. Had to make a quick swing as that pitch was in on the hands. On deck is Noah Betanco, should this inning continue for the Colt 45s. 1-2 with two out. Perry comes set. Delivers. Fastball swung on, grounded toward third base and over the third baseman's head. Around third is Mizuta. He'll score. The throw from the left fielder is cut off by the shortstop and through the cutoff man as Braxton Riley with an RBI single puts the Colt 45s on the board. Coming around to score from second base was Keanu Mizuta. Sutter Moss holds at second as Riley will be over there at first base. That will bring Noah Betanco to the plate. He struck out his first time up. It's 4-1 now. Colt 45s now down only 3 in this bottom of the fourth. So the catcher, Noah Betanco, will dig in. From the right side, a slightly open stance deep in the box. Knees very bent. Perry delivers. Fastball misses Low and away. Ball one. 1-0 count with two outs. The Colt 45s trying to chip away at NBO Sacramento's lead. Perry delivers a 1-0. Fastball misses low and away again. Ball two. Bounced it in the dirt. The catcher Morris able to pick it as Betanco steps out. Gets a sign from third base coach. Adjusts his helmet. Taps the plate a couple times with his bat. Now digs back in. The 2-0 delivery out of the stretch from Perry. Riley, a big lead over there at first, not being held on. Fastball misses low and away. Ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Betanco does this little thing with his bat where he almost has a check swing. Does it every time he digs back into the box toward the pitcher. 3-0 count with two outs. Runners take their leads. Moss at second, Riley from first. The 3-0 delivery from Perry. Misses low and away. That's ball four. Betanco works a walk. That will fill the bases. As Joel Calderon will dig in from the right side. Betanco will get a courtesy runner. It's going to be Mason Cassingham. As a mound visit for NBO Sacramento, as Bob Anderson, the Colt 45's manager, waves the base runners over for a little meeting as well, as the whole infield for NBO is called in, apart from the second baseman and shortstop. So the corners are pulled in. I assume what they'll do here is still play at normal depth, looking to retire Joel Calderon, but just a few games ago, last weekend, Joel Calderon hit a grand slam when he had the bases loaded. So if he does that here, it would instantly give the Colt 45s the lead with the tying run at first base, the go-ahead run at the plate. The Colt 45s looking to get back into this ballgame here and decrease the three-run deficit as Dimitri Perry from the first base side of the rubber delivers to Calderon, right-handed hitter. Going to be a fastball, and at the knees on the inside corner, called strike one. No balls and one strike with two outs. Bases loaded. Infield playing back of the runners. The 0-1 delivery from Perry. Misses low and in, almost got Calderon's feet. One ball and one strike. Calderon digs back in, taps the plate with his bat. Perry comes set. 1-1 delivery. Fastball swung on and fouled back over the screen, out of play. One ball and two strikes. Two walks in the inning and a batter reached on an error. Colt 45's working with the bases loaded. One ball and two strikes with two out. It's 4-1. NBO on top. The 1-2 delivery. Fastball grounded toward the third baseman who's going to take it to third base himself for the putout. The Colt 45s leave the bases loaded. They score one. It's 4-1 after four. We're headed to the top of the fifth. Tonight's Reading Colt 45s baseball game is brought to you by KCNR Shasta Reading, your talk radio station at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Tonight, we are saluting Shasta Regional Medical Center and the new doctoral residents coming aboard.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. The sun has started to set and it's cooled off even more here as Spencer Reif concludes his warm-up tosses. It's a beautiful night for baseball on this Friday night edition as the lights of Tiger Field have come on and the clouds around us turning a beautiful pinkish orange. The Colt 45s got one run back in the bottom of the fourth. They'll look to retire the side here and get back up to the plate in the bottom half of the fifth. It's the top of the fifth inning, 4-1. Leading off the inning for NBO is going to be Henry Palmer, the center fielder tonight. He's been hit by a pitch and struck out looking as Reif glove at the belt. Betanker relays the sign, and Reif delivers. Swung on a missed. Breaking ball catches him off balance for strike one. An 0-1 count on the center fielder. The 0-1 delivery from Reif. Breaking ball, check swing, appeal to first. The answer is no. One ball and one strike. Some jawing from the fans after that call. Reif comes set now, and out of the windup delivers a 1-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking pitch again. One ball and two strikes. Palmer, right-handed hitter, slightly open stance. A wide stance as he hits one in the air toward left field, and it's going to land in the Colt 45's bullpen to keep the count at one ball and two strikes as Reif delivers the 1-2 pitch out of the windup. Swing and a miss. Betanko puts the tag on the runner, or on the batter, rather, Palmer, for strikeout number 6 and out number 1. Reif got him swinging there. One gone here in the top of the fifth. Now it's going to be Brad Morris, the catcher, with that wide open stance on the right side. Swings on this one into right field. Finn chasing it back to the track at the wall. He will watch it fly over the fence. And NBO Sacramento back up by 4 runs yet again. It's 5-1 now after Brad Morris hits one out. As making his way to the plate is going to be first baseman Austin Watkins, who's been hit by a pitch and struck out. Brad Morris, after that home run, is now 1-for-3 on the night. But the first baseman, right-handed hitter, as Reif delivers, breaking ball waved at. Strike one. Watkins struck out his last time up. An 0-1 count now as Reif delivers the 0-1. Breaking ball misses low and in. My apologies. Waist level and in for ball one. One ball and one strike. Reif delivers out of the windup again. Breaking ball low. Check swing. Did not go around on that. Two balls and one strike. As Watkins taps the plate with his bat. Reif out of the windup delivers to 2-1. As time is called, so Reif will stop his delivery. Watkins calls time, steps out of the box, just his batting gloves. Rocking the stirrups up high, now digs back in. The 2-1 delivery grounded to Vila over there at second base, who gloves it and throws on over to Smith. For out number 2, 4-3 put out on the play. Vila moving to his left, getting down on that ground ball. As Tyce Bartlett, the right fielder, comes to the plate with the striped socks. He'll dig in from the right side. Slightly open stance, deep in the box. Reif delivers fastballs. Waved at way late on that pitch was Bartlett for strike one. 0-1 count. Reif delivers. Curveball waved at again. Late on that pitch. Bartlett swinging. 0-2 count now with two outs. 5-1 in the top of the fifth. Reif delivers. Fastball swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Bartlett goes down swinging. That's out number 3. NBO Sacramento puts one up on the board. It's 5-1. We're headed to the bottom of the fifth. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball game is brought to you by KCNR Shasta Reading, your talk radio station at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Tonight, we are saluting Shasta Regional Medical Center and the new doctoral residents coming aboard.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, HavenHumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tech Field in Redding, California. From the top out of the fifth, NBO Sacramento was able to put another run on the board on the Brad Morris home run. It's 5-1. It's the bottom of the fifth inning, and the top of the order, Dusty Vila, will be coming to the plate. He is 0-2 tonight, looking to get his first hit. He'll be digging in from the left side against Dimitri Perry in his fifth inning of work, as Vila fouls that one wide of first base for strike one. No balls and one strike on Vila. Dimitri Perry has granted the Colt 45s only two hits tonight, as the 0-1 delivery out of the windup to Vila, the left-handed hitter. Here it is. Fouled back to the screen. No balls and two strikes now, as Vila was just a bit early on it. Digs back into the box now. Taps the plate with his bat. Perry peering in at Morris. Morris sets up inside. The 0-2 delivery off the plate outside. Ball one. One ball and two strikes on left-hand hitting Vila. Perry peering in. Glove at his shoulder. Now comes set. Glove at the belt. 1-2 delivery out of the windup is hit in the air toward left field, but foul into the Colt 45 bullpen. Count remains one ball and two strikes. Griffith Finn is on deck. He'll bat for the third time tonight following Vila, as Perry comes set. And the 1-2 delivery waved at. Grounded past the pitcher. Second baseman moving to his right back at second base. Throws to first in time for out number one. A 4-3 ground out, as the second baseman Grawley moving to his right, just to the first base side of second base, was able to glove it and throw it over to Watkins for the out. That will bring Griffith Finn, tonight's right fielder, to the plate. He's 0-2 tonight as well. Left-handed hitter taps the plate with his bat as Perry comes set from the first base side of the rubber, delivers. Low. Fastball. Ball one. 1-0 count on Finn. On deck, Kyle Norton. Perry, the 1-0 delivery. Fastball misses inside for ball two. 2-0 count. Finn with an even stance, knees bent, 2-0 delivery. High and away for ball three. Finn looking to get something going here for the Colt 45s. Dimitri Perry, glove at his shoulder. Now comes set at the belt. 3-0 with one out. Fastball is going to be in at the knees and over the plate for strike one. Finn forcing Perry to throw strikes here. The 3-1 delivery from Perry waved at and fouled to the first base side dugout. count full, as Perry has come all the way back in the count. Was behind 3-0. Now set to deliver the payoff pitch. As the count is filled on Finn. The 3-2 delivery from Perry. Fastball swung on and fouled. Way out of play. Out beyond left field. Count remains 3-2. Perry gets a new baseball. Now peers in at Morris, who relays him the sign. Perry shakes him off. Glove to shoulder, now moves it to his belt. Comes set. Payoff pitch with one out. It's going to be off the plate outside. Fan works a walk. With one out here, that is the fourth walk of the evening for the Colt 45s. Doing a great job all season long. The Colt 45s have done walking as the manager for NBO is going to make his way out to the mound, Mike Conroy, and have a little chat with his infield. See what they want to do here with one out. And it will be Kyle Norton, the designated hitter, coming to the plate, who is 1-for-2 tonight with a single and a flyout to the left fielder. As the meeting is now adjourned, the infield makes their way back to their positions, looking to turn two here. Spin jogs back out to first base. Kyle Norton digging in from the left side. As Dimitri Perry gets a sign from Morris. Taking a couple practice swings is Kyle Norton after he will now step into the box. Perry checks Finn back at first. Steps off. Now readies. Peering in at Morris from the first base side of the rubber. Checks Finn back at first. Now throws over to first. Not in time. Diving back is Finn. Norton, a left-hand hitter. Taps the plate with his bat. The delivery. Low and away. Ball one. 1-0 count on Norton. Finn taking his lead from first. He's about three steps off the bag. Being held on by Watkins. Now Finn pretends to go. Makes his way back to first as this one's tapped foul. On the first base side. Four, strike one. One ball and one strike. With one out, NBO playing at double play depth. As there's a little bit of jawing going on from NBO's dugout toward the first base umpire. As Perry comes set on the first base side of the rubber. Checks Finn back at first. Delivers the 1-1. Fastball hit in the air towards center field. Should be playable. Shallow left center field. Now the left fielder calling off the center fielder. He's going to make the catch and drop it. He drops it, and now everybody will be safe as Finn makes it to second base. So an E7 as the left fielder. Forrest Kistner called off center fielder. Henry Palner. And ends up dropping the ball. So Kyle Norton makes it to first base on that E7, which will bring McGuire Smith, the cleanup hitter, to the plate. He's got his socks up high. The Colt 45 is donning the home whites as Perry, set to deliver out of the stretch, catches the outside corner, breaking ball, strike one. 0-1 count with one out. NBO still looking to turn a double play here. The 0-1 delivery is fouled back to the screen for strike two. For Smith here, the last thing you want to do is hit a ground ball, as it will most likely result in a inning-ending double play. In this 5-1 ball game in the bottom of the fifth, Colt 45 is down four with one out. Perry gets a sign. The 0-2 delivery, Smith Foul tipped into the mitt of the catcher. And Smith will strike out. As the umpire now checking with the field umpire whether or not it hit the ground before the catcher caught it. If it's fouled straight into the catcher's mitt, it is a strikeout, but the field umpire says it hit the ground. So it will not be a strikeout for Smith. He stays alive as it hit the ground before the catcher was able to catch it. Very much a bang-bang play. The home plate umpire having a tough angle to really see that happen. Time remains at no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 delivery from Perry with one out. Fastball grounded foul toward the Colford 5 dugout. Time remains no balls and two strikes. The catcher, the ball, as it was fouled off, went to his left and tried to pick it off the dirt, but fouled into the dirt, so... No balls and two strikes as that strikeout was waved off by the field umpire. The 0-2 delivery is grounded toward the third baseman and over his head. Around third is Finn. Around second, wide turn as the throw comes into the cutoff man and through the cutoff man, but the pitcher, Perry, is able to keep it in front of him. So the Colt 45 has put another run on the board as coming around third, the score was Griffith Finn. So the walk. Looks a little magic here as Smith singles with a ground ball that took a couple high hops over the third baseman's head. That now puts runners at first and second again. The infield playing back as Keanu Mizuda digs in from the left side. Perry delivers. Low and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes. On Mizuda, Perry, first base out of the rubber, delivers the 1-0. Fastball catches the inside edge in at the knees. One ball and one strike. Mizuda taps the plate a couple times with a bat. Now readies as Perry gets the sign, comes set, checks the runners back at second and first. That's Norton and Smith. Now delivers. Fastball way off the plate, bounces it, blocked by the catcher Morris. Two balls and one strike. Mizuda, left-hand hitter. Colt 45 still working with one out here. As the 2-1 delivery from Perry, as he checks Norton back at second. It's going to be in at the knees on the outside corner for strike two. Count evens up now. Two balls and two strikes. Mizuda waves the wood a couple times. Ready, says Perry. Gets a sign from Morris. Comes set. The 2-2 with one out. Here it is. Fastball waved at, grounded. Over a diving first baseman and into right field. Out of play. One run will score. Around third. Bobbled in right. And holding at third is Smith as the Colt 5s tack on another run. Norton was able to score on it as it was bobbled by the right fielder Bartlett, but holding at third was Smith. And Keanu Mizuda with a double down the line that went past a diving Austin Watkins at first base just over the bag at first, as now Mike Conroy will make his way out to the mound. A slow walk to, I assume, by the bullpen sometime to get some activity going, as the Colt 45s have put two runs on the board, 5-3, and just like that, Dimitri Perry's night is done. It will be a new pitcher, a right-handed number 22, Colin Eckmore, coming on in relief of Dimitri Perry, who goes 5 1/3, and he's responsible for those two runners on second and third. That's Mizuda and Smith. So he'll come in the game. We're going to cut to break for this pitching change and allow Colin Eckmore to warm up a bit. It's 5-3. The Colt 45s with two runners in scoring position and one out. Tonight's game is sponsored by KCNR Shasta Redding. Tonight we are saluting Shasta Regional Medical Center and the new doctoral residents coming aboard.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Reading, California, as Colin Eckmore is on in relief of Dimitri Perry, and this pitch will be delivered wide and goes past to get you back to the screen, and scoring from third is McGuire Smith. It's now 5-4. As the count is now 1-1. Moving up to third base is Mizuta, as Sutter Moss digging in from the left side, that wide open stance. Eckmore out of the stretch, delivers, fastball hit in the air toward left field. Left fielder giving chase, and it's going to land out of play into the Colt 45 bullpen. To move the count to 1-2. Runner on third now. After scoring from third was Smith. That is the fourth run issued by Dimitri Perry, as he is responsible for that runner as well at third. The 1-2 delivery is going to squeeze through the catcher's leg. It's a pass ball. It's back to the screen. And scoring from third is Mizuta. The Colt 45s have tied it up. It's a brand new ball game at 5-5. And it's the bottom of the fifth inning. As the Colt 45s have put up four runs. As that's called a ball, as it was low. The 2-2 delivery now from Colin Eckmore on in relief of Dimitri Perry, Sutter Moss. The curveball misses high for ball three. 3-2. As Eckmore, the right-handed pitcher, delivers from the first base side. Fastball misses high and away. Moss works a walk. And the rally continues. That will bring Braxton Riley to the plate. Riley is 1-2 tonight. He's reached on a single and fielder's choice and also stole second. Right-handed hitter. As Eckmore delivers. Fastball misses low and away for ball one. The 1-0 delivery from Eckmore to Riley. Pickoff attempt on over to first base. Back safely is Moss, back in plenty of time. Not even needing to dive back as he lunges back. It's only a couple steps off the bag. A one of delivery showing bunt as Riley, and he fouls it back to the screen. She was in a hurry to get to first base and was way out in front of it. Count evens up now at 1-1. Riley waves the bat back and forth. Coming set is Eckmore. Checks the runner back at first. Moss, 3 or 4 steps off the bag, the 1-1 delivery. Moss going. Throw down to second is not going to be in time. It's wide of the second baseman, and the shortstop backing up is able to glove it and keep it from going into shallow center field. Now another runner in scoring position as Riley took that pitch for a ball. 2-1. Sutter Moss with the stolen base. It's the bottom of the fifth. Cole 45s have tied it back up. It's 5-5. As Eckmore on in relief of Perry. Checks the runner back at second. That's Moss. The 2-1 delivery to Riley. It's going to be dropped by the catcher as it's outside anyway for ball three. 3-1 now. To Riley, who's right-handed hitter, taps the plate with his bat, now waves it back and forth. Eckmore checks Moss back at second. 3-1 delivery. Fastball in at the waist. Contrary to displeasure from fans, the count fills at 3-2 on Riley, looking to extend the Colt 45's inning here with one out. The payoff pitch from Eckmore. Fastball misses up and in. Riley works a walk as Noah Betanco will saunter on up to the plate. He walked his last time up, and he's also struck out tonight. So he's 0-2 with a walk. With one out here, the Colt 45's still threatening in this tie ball game. Betanco digs in from the right side. As Eckmore, the relief pitcher for India Sacramento, comes set, checks the runners back, now delivers. Fastball way outside to the right-handed hitter for ball one. The NBO Sacramento looking to turn two here and get out of the inning with the infield playing back of the runners. Eckmore, the 1-0 delivery. Fastball fouled back over the screen and into the parking lot for a strike. 1-1 now. Betanco goes for a little walk outside the box. Now we'll dig back in deep in the box. Wide stance on the right side. Eckmore checks the runner back at second. That's Moss. Now delivers. Fastball off the plate. Outside for ball two. 2-1. Riley taking his lead from first. Moss taking his lead from second. Betanco digs back in. Eckmore comes set. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball swung on. Grounded through the left side. Around third is Smith. He's going to score. Riley holds it second on the base hit from Noah Betanco, who taps in the go-ahead run for the Colt 45s. It's now 6-5. The Colt 45s have climbed all the way back from their 4-run deficit. That will bring Joel Calderon to the plate after that RBI single from Noah Betanco, as Mason Castlingham makes his way out there to be the courtesy runner. Joel Calderon, who's struck out and reached on a fielder's choice, pitching out of the stretch with one out. Eckmore comes set as runners take their leads. Speed on the bases here with Castlingham taking his lead from first and Riley taking his lead from second. The first pitch comes in, going to catch the outside corner for strike one. Eckmore checks Riley back at second. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball waved at by Calderon. Way late on that pitch. That's strike two. Two strikes and one out. Colt 45s with a rally going here. Calderon looking to extend the inning. As this is the ninth batter of the inning for the 45s. The 0-2 delivery from Ekmore as he checked Riley back at second. Fastball waved at, grounded up the third baseline. Gloved by the third baseman, throws to second for one, and will not make another throw on the hustle play from Caldera. He reaches on his second fielder's choice of the night. As Betanco, or rather Cassingham, is erased, who was the courtesy runner for Betanco on the fielder's choice. Two gone now. Riley at third and Calderon at first will bring up the top of the order, Dusty Vila, to the plate. As a throw back to first base is not going to be in time. Calderon dives back. Two outs here. Left hand hitting Vila to the plate. As Ekmore delivers. Running is Calderon, and he'll make it second base without a throwdown, as that's called a strike on the inside corner. 0-1 count. Vila steps back in the box, taps the plate a couple times. He's 0 for 3 tonight with 3 groundouts. Ekmore delivers the 0-1. Curveball outside. Folks, you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. I'm Jacob Green, bringing to you Colt 45's Baseball live from Tiger Field in Redding, California. 6-5 with 2 outs in the bottom of the 5th. The 1-1 delivery misses upstairs for ball 2. 2 balls and a strike on Vila. The top of the order and the 10th batter this inning. He led things off in the top of the 5th. My apologies, the bottom of the 5th to begin this inning. The 2-1 delivery misses high and in. Turning away from it was Vila. 3 balls and 1 strike on Vila. Here at Tiger Field, as the lights have taken full effect on a beautiful night for baseball on a hot summer night. Ekmore delivers the 3-1. Fastball waved at, grounded to the second baseman who fields and throws over to first baseman Watkins for out number 3. Vila grounds out 4-3. The Colt 45s scored 5 and they take the lead 6-5. After 5, we're headed to the top of the 6th. Tonight's Redding Colt 45's baseball game is brought to you by KCNR Shasta Redding, your talk radio station at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Tonight, we are saluting Shasta Regional Medical Center and the new doctoral residents coming aboard.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. There's a new pitcher out there for the Colt 45s on in relief of Spencer Rice. It's going to be number 36. Julio Camarena on in relief of Spencer Rife. Rife went 5. He struck out 6 and allowed 5 runs. So he actually qualifies for the win should the Colt 45s hold the lead. As Julio Camarena, the right-hander, my apologies, I did not believe that is Julio Camarena, but a right-handed pitcher facing off against Dylan Kostlenek, the left-handed hitter, as he waves at a pitch upstairs, blows it by him for strike one. As Pomeranek comes set and delivers fastball in the dirt. Ball one.
Where are you going, Cardinals?
One ball and one strike to Kostlenek.
Wow, you're trained up.
Pitch. Fastball in the outside corner and at the knees for strike one. One ball and two strikes on Kostlenek. Pomeranek now steps off the rubber. Now ready, comes set. The 1-2 delivery. Curveball misses low and in. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes now on Kostlenek, who is 1-for-2 tonight. He's singled and struck out. The pitch. Hit in the air. Finn giving chase right center field. Should have a play on it. It's center fielder Riley calling him off. Will make a catch on the warning track for out number one. A long fly ball to just the left of the 370 sign out there by the lights for Dylan Kostlenek. So flies out to Riley for out number one. Now it'll be Forrest Kistner, the left fielder, to the plate, digging in from the right side. A wide open stance as Pomeranek comes sets and delivers. Oh, the fastball by him for strike one. No balls and one strike. Slip of the shoulder, now comes set. The 0-1 delivery with one out. Fastballs. Waved at and goes off the umpire's mask, who stumbles a bit. Now it's going to take a second to shake things off back behind home plate, and the field umpires are going to make their way down and come check on him as Betanco, doing his due diligence, comes out to the mound to talk things over with Pomeranek just to give the home plate umpire a little break. As that fastball came in, a huge cut by Kistner, swung on and missed, and then got the umpire right in the mask. For strike two. So an 0-2 count with one out. Betanco still out there chatting things up with relief pitcher Pomeranek. Julio Pomeranek. Now, with two baseballs on the field, they're debating which one to use, as Betanco will now give back the umpire and get back behind the plate, as Kistner, the left fielder, will dig back in. Right-handed hitter, slightly open stance, taps the plate a couple times with his bat, wide open stance, the 0-2 delivery, fastball grounded, fast a diving, Moss at third is into the left field corner, around first is Kistner, the throw in from left fielder is not going to be in time, Mizuta unable to gun down Kistner, sliding into second base with a double on the 0-2 count, so Kistner will be at second base with the top of the order coming up. That's Brett Griffith. And Kistner is going to get a pinch runner. It's going to be number 9. Not sure who number 9 is, but pinch runner. In this 6-5 ball game, as Brett Griffith digs in, he's 0-3 tonight. He was thrown out at second base trying to stretch a single into a double. A fastball from Pomeranek comes in low and inside. The ball one. a 1-0 count. The wind here at Tiger Field has picked up as the breeze is blowing from right field to left field. A little cross breeze here. 1-0 delivery. Fastball misses low and in. Back pass Baitunga, the catcher, who plays it back off the screen and will not make a throw down to third. As Brett Griffith working with a 2-0 count now, as advancing to third on the passed ball is Kistner. So suddenly the tying run 90 feet away with one out. As the Colt 45s return the infield to normal depth. The 2-0 delivery on the way. Fastball's fouled back. To move the count to 2-1. On the top of the order, Brett Griffiths. Camarena, first base side of the rubber. Peering in at Baitunco. Now comes set. And delivers a 2-1. Fastball, check swing, did not go around. 3-1 count. Peering in is Camarena. Now comes set from the first base side. Baitunco sets up outside. The 3-1 delivery with one out. Fastball popped up over the screen and back. Fill the count. 3-2. With the tying run only 90 feet away. Back up on the hill is Camarena. Glove at his shoulder, now glove at his belt as Baitunco sets up inside. The payoff pitch with one out. Fastball in the air toward left field. It's going to land past Mizuda. It's going to go all the way to the wall. One run will score. Running into second and sliding into second with a double is the top of the order, Brett Griffiths, with an RBI double that ties up the ball game. Still with one out. And now it will be Davis Grawley to the plate. After that RBI double from Brett Griffiths. Grawley in even stance up in the box. The one out of delivery from Camarena as he checks the runner back at second. Curveball is going to miss a bit up for ball one. 1-0 count. On Grawley. Right-handed hitter. 1-0 delivery from Camarena as he checks the runner back at second. This is a low and in. Ball two. The Colt 45s have some activity up in their bullpen. A couple of pitchers getting warm. It's the 2-0 delivery from Camarena. Fastball throws behind the runner off the screen. Baitunco throwing as he's falling down. Throw down to third is smothered by Sutter Moss. Excellent play by Baitunco and Moss, able to keep that ball on the infield and hold the runner to second base after the pitch went behind the right-hand hitting Grawley. Now coming set from the first base side. Camarena checks the runner back second, 3-0 delivery. Fastball. In at the waist. Strike one. 3-1 count. On Grawley. Taking his lead from second is Griffiths. 3-1 delivery. Breaking ball, misses low and in, ball four. So, lots of traffic here on the bases now. Vila's gonna trot in from second base and have a word with Camarena, the pitcher. A little bit of a weird inning for the Colt 45s after they were able to tie the ball game up and take the lead. Now it's 6-6 after they were once down 5-5. And a little meeting on the mound between Vila and Camarena. With one out, the infield looking to turn two and forget about this inning and keep the game tied will be Lance Sabaki, the DH, to the plate. He's 1-for-3 tonight with a strikeout and a pop-out. His first time up in the first, he singled and later would come around to score. Camarena checks the runner back at second. Who's running? Now delivers Baitunco. The throw down to second base is not going to be in time. Diving for it is Vila as it goes into shallow center field. Around a score from third is Kistner. So pandemonium breaking out a bit here as the Colt 45s are coming a bit unraveled. Griffith now is over at third base. And my apologies. Griffiths came around to score. Grawley over at third base. As Lance Sabatke sees a 1-0 pitch coming off the plate outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes now. It's 7-6. The third base coach jawing with manager Bob Anderson, and stepping in between them is the umpires and a couple of players who now pull him apart a bit as the third base coach is being pushed away by one of the field umpires, telling him to settle down. It was number 23, Kyle Norton, stepping in between his manager and the third base coach, who's drawing some jawing from the fans here at Tagger Field. And a 2-0 count. Daytonko talking things over with Lance Sabatke, the hitter. Not quite sure what's all been going on here as the field umpire and the third base coach for Indio Sacramento having a few words with each other. Now things settle down. Bob Anderson, the Colt 45 manager, is back in his dugout. So runner on third. It's 7-6 with one out. A 2-0 count on the designated hitter, Lance Sabatke, as Julio Camarena on the first base side of the rubber. Here's Betanco. The NVO manager also checking things over. The delivery is fouled back to the screen for strike one. Sabatke fighting that one off. One out here. The Colt 45 is looking to not allow that runner on third to score. It's the 2-1 delivery from Camarena. Fastball misses low and in for ball three. Three balls and one strike. NBO's strategy here has basically been not to take the bat off their shoulders. They haven't really swung at a lot of pitches, forcing Camarena to have good command. The runner deking from third, 3-1 delivery, is bowed back to the screen. So 3-2 now. NBO really only swinging at pitches if they're close to the zone. Three balls and two strikes with one out. The payoff pitch from Camarena will be coming in shortly as he gets a new baseball. Betanco back behind the plate. Puts the mask back on. Runner at third, that's Grawley, trying to deke Camarena. The payoff pitch. Fastball popped up over my head and over the lights. Count remains full. Three balls and two strikes. Camarena gets a new baseball. Three balls and two strikes with one out. Camarena comes set from the first base side. Delivers. Fastball swing and a miss. Is actually fouled back. Just gets a piece of it. Fouled back off Betanco's mask. Count fills at three balls and two strikes. Camarena, glove at his shoulder. Out as fouled as he gets the sign from Betanco. The payoff pitch with one out. Fastball hit in the air towards the left fielder. Should be playable. Running out is called there in the shortstop. Called off by the left fielder, Mizuda. Pretending to tag from third and getting deked is Grawley. He won't advance. Throw comes into Betanco at home. A great throw by Mizuda to hold the runner at third. Two gone here. A best-case scenario fly out there will bring Henry Palner to the plate, who is 0-for-2 with a hit-by-pitch tonight. He'll do again. It's 7-6 with two outs here. Camarena comes set from the first base out of the rubber and delivers. Fastball swing and a miss. Popped off the mid of Betanco, who gets back to the ball as it squirts away from him. Covering home plate was Camarena, and holding at third is Grawley. Betanco couldn't quite keep the ball in his mitt there. Squirted away 4 or 5 feet from him, but pounced on it quickly as Camarena made his way toward home plate, sprinting. An 0-1 count. The delivery, curveball, misses off the plate outside for Ball one. One ball and one strike. Glove at his shoulder. Paul Miranda comes set, gets a sign now, moves it to his belt. 1-1 with two outs. Fastball swing. Ground ball. Diving. Moss toward third. It's past him and into foul territory in left field corner. Scoring from third is Grawley. And in the second, sliding with another double is Palner. Three doubles in the inning for NBO Sacramento. And it's now 8-6. As the Colt 45s had a lead for about not even a full half inning. Now are back down to a two-run deficit. After that, Palner double. Now it'll be Brad Morris, the catcher, who's 1-for-3 tonight. He homered his last time up. Camarena checks. Palner back at second and delivers. Fastball swing and miss. Strike one. Morris unable to get a piece of it. Wide open stance, right-hand hitter, taps the plate with his bat. Camarena checks Palner back at second. The 0-1 delivery with two outs. Fastball grounded foul. Third base side for strike two. O-2 count now as NBO has put up three runs in this inning. Checks the running back at second. The 0-2 delivery from Tom Miranda. Hit in the air towards left field. Tracking it to the track at the wall. And over his head and over the wall. The second home run of the evening for Brad Morris. And this game has been completely blown wide open now. In this bottom of the sixth, it's now 10-6. On the two-run home run from Brad Morris. He's got two home runs and three RBIs tonight. As five runs have scored for NBO Sacramento in this top inning. Now digging in is going to be Austin Watkins, the first baseman. Open stance, right-hand hitter. Pitch from Camarena. Breaking pitch, misses high. For ball one. A 1-0 count. Camarena delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike one. The 1-1 delivery from Camarena. Swing and a miss. Strike two. He's got him on the ropes now. Camarena has Watkins' timing all whacked out. He has not been on time for a pitch yet. Camarena from the first base side. The 1-2 delivery. Fastball blocked by Betanco in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 with two out from Camarena. Misses high and in for ball three. Fills it. Balls and two strikes. On deck would be the ninth batter of the game, or the inning rather, for NBO. After they've put up five runs here in this top of the sixth inning. It's 10-6. A full count on Watkins. Camarena from the first base side of the rubber delivers. Swing and a miss. Got him swinging. Out number three. The NBO Sacramento puts up five. It's 10-6. After 5.5, we're at the bottom of the sixth. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball game is brought to you by KCNR, Shasta Reading, your talk radio station, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Tonight we are saluting Shasta Regional Medical Center and the new doctoral residents coming aboard.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tanker Field in Redding, California. On in relief of Colin Ekmore, who went two-thirds of an inning, is going to be Fernando Avalos. And leading things off in the bottom of the sixth is going to be the right fielder, Griffith Finn, looking to get the Colt 45s back in this ballgame after NBO put up five in the top half of the sixth. Avalos comes set, right-hand pitcher delivers a fastball in at the knees for strike one. Finn is 0 for 3 tonight with a walk. The 0-1 delivery around the bunt is Finn up the third baseline and foul. For strike two, as Duncan Hangren has come in to play third base for Kolchinak, who will probably bat in this, in the top of the, bat for Kolchinak in the top of the seventh. As Finn digs in with the 0-2 count, Avalos delivers up and away for ball one. One ball and two strikes on Fenn. Avalos comes set out of the windup. Curveball misses way upstairs for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Counts all even now. So Avalos gets a sign from Morris. Sets up inside. Curveball in at the knees. Ring him up. Strike three called. Finn gone a looking. That's out number one. NBO Sacramento on top of the Colt 45s in this bottom of the sixth. They're up 10-6 as Kyle Norton makes his way to the plate. He's 1 for 3 and reached on an error tonight. Pitch from Avalos. Breaking ball and at the knees for strike one. Catches the outside corner. Avalos throwing a lot of breaking pitches as opposed to Harry and Ekmore. Now goes back to the heater and foul tipped into the glove of Morris for strike two. No balls and two strikes. Avalos out of the windup. Bounces it in front of the plate, blocked by Morris. One ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, and one out. Waving the bat back and forth is Norton. 1-2 delivery. Fastball. Swing and a miss. Norton goes down on strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts for Avalos, who's come on in relief of Ekmore. In this bottom of the sixth inning, that will bring McGuire Smith to the plate. He's 1 for 3. He singled his last time up and came around to score. Looking to get something going over the Colt 45 as he watches a ball. Squeak past the catcher for ball one. 1-0 count. Avalos from the first base out of the rubber comes set. Delivers. This one's grounded to the left of the second baseman, making his way over, fields, and throws the first for the 4-3 putout. The Colt 45s go 1-2-3. It's 10-6 after 6. We're at the top of the 7th. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, your talk radio station at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Tonight we are saluting Shasta Regional Medical Center and the new doctoral residents coming aboard.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101. 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field. It's going to be a new pitcher on in relief of Julio Camarena, who went one, gave up five. He will be the left-hand throwing Thomas Canfield, the tall southpaw, coming out in relief after Julio Camarena gave up five. And four hits. He did have one strikeout, however. After Spencer Rive went five, gave up five, allowing five hits and five earned runs. Five earned runs, correct. It will be Thomas Canfield as Betanco makes his throw down to second base. And it will be the right fielder, Tyce Bartlett, digging in from the right side for NBO Sacramento. As Canfield readies to... My apologies, it will be number four, David Henry, to the plate, who is pinch hitting for Tyce Bartlett. In this top of the seventh, rather. Canfield. Peering in at Betanco. Now comes set out of the windup. Nobody out here in this top of the seventh. 10-6. The pitch. Fastball up and away. The ball one. 1-0 count on Henry. A right-handed hitter. Slightly open stance. Very wide. Up in the box. One delivery from Canfield. Swing and a miss. Fouled back to the screen. So he just got a piece of it. For strike one. Betanco. Now having to catch his third pitcher of the evening. It's a 1-1 delivery from Canfield. Is fouled back to the screen again for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Canfield does a little landscaping on his landing spot on the mound. Evening that dirt out. Now peers in at Betanco. Comes set. A southpaw delivers the 1-2. Curveball misses way upstairs and outside. Coming out of his crouch was Betanco. Two balls and two strikes now. Canfield gets a sign from the third base side of the rubber. The 2-2 delivery with no outs to Henry is waved at and just got a piece of it. Goes back to the screen again. Three straight foul balls here to David Henry, who came in as a defensive replacement for Tyce Bartlett. Now Canfield readies, gets a sign, comes set. Out of the windup, the 2-2 delivery. Waved at for strike three. Down on strikes. Canfield finally got him. Is David Henry. And that will bring the left-hand hitting number 4, I believe. Number 40. Drew Hansen to the plate. Left-hand hitter facing off against Canfield in this left-on-left matchup. He's over at third base. He took over the defensive responsibilities in the bottom of the sixth. As Canfield delivers the 1-0, Maitanko sits up inside, waved at for strike one. One ball and one strike on Hansen. Left-hand hitter, slightly open stance. Canfield delivers. 1-1 with one out. Fastball just a bit low. Catches the outside corner, but just a tad low. For ball two. Two balls and one strike, Canfield. From the third base side of the rubber, delivers. Fastball. Swing and a miss for strike two. Canfield got Henry to chase one out of the zone for strike three. Let's see what he can do here against Drew Hansen. Canfield, glove up near his eyes, now down to the belt. The 2-2 delivery. Fastball. Ring him up. Strike three called on the outside corner. Out number two. Canfield is now K2. One swinging, one looking. As the left hand hitting number 9, Nick Golden, comes to the plate. Who has taken over in left field for Forrest Kistner. He's going to foul one back for strike one. Left-hand hitter. A very Ichiro Suzuki-type stance, standing up, knees slightly bent for the left side. The 0-1 delivery from Canfield. Out of the windup. Hit in the air towards the left fielder. Should be playable. And Mizuda is under it, will squeeze it for out number three, and the side is retired. NBO Sacramento goes 1-2-3. We're through 6.5 for the seventh inning stretch. We're going to keep it here for God Bless America. Thank you, Scott, for tonight's singing of God Bless America. We're going to head to break. Back out in his second of inning work will be Fernando Avalos. After this message from our sponsor, tonight's Cole 45's baseball game is brought to you by Casey Narsas Redding, your talk radio station at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM tonight.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's 10-6 in the bottom of the seventh. It's going to be Keanu Mizuta, the left fielder, leading things off for the Colt 45s against Fernando Avalos in his second inning of work. He's going to take ball one, low and inside. It's 10-6. The Colt 45s had came all the way back and were up 6-5. This one's hit in the air over the first base. It's going to land in front of the right fielder for a base hit. Mizuta with his second hit of the evening. The leadoff man is aboard. Mizuta with a single. I'll bring up Sutter Moss. As I was saying, the Colt 45s were down 6-1, then came back. My apologies, 5-1, then came back, were up 6-5 before the top of the seventh where NBO Sacramento scored 5, and now it's 10-6 as Moss digs in, watches a breaking pitch miss inside for ball one. A 1-0 count now as Mizuta dances off the bag at first base. Avalos comes set, now delivers out of the stretch. Low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. In this 10-6 ball game, Moss. Wide open stance from the left side. Avalos pickoff attempt over the first, diving back as Mizuta is back in plenty of time. Two balls and no strikes with no outs. The NBO Sacramento Baseball Club looking to turn two. Mizuta takes a humble lead over there at first. Fastball catches the outside edge for strike one. Two balls and one strike now on Moss. Not swinging at that one, looking all the way. Avalos delivers a 2-1 breaking ball in at the knees for strike two. Moss thought it was going to be outside. Count evens up. Two balls and two strikes. Avalos delivers. Fastball just a bit low. Good take there by Moss. Normally you see a hitter fight that pitch off as it was close, but count remains. Count moves to full now. As Avalos checks Mizuta back at first and then throws one in the dirt. That's going to be ball four as Moss works a walk. My apologies. The pitch does not count as it's called a balk. So moving up to second base is Mizuta on the balk. As the count remains, three balls and two strikes. Avalos comes set. First base side of the rubber. Checks one back to second. Now delivers. Fastball hit in the air toward the Colt 45's dugout. Third baseman moving over is not going to be able to get to it. It's going to land out of play. Count remains. Three balls and two strikes. Chasing that down was the third baseman, Nick Golden. My apologies. Drew Hansen, the third baseman, who came in as a defensive replacement for Dylan Koshelnik. Avalos comes set. Payoff pitch. Curveball misses outside for ball four. So two men aboard here. The Colt 45's not going away quietly as Braxton Riley will saunter his... Well, Braxton Riley is going to saunter his way to the plate. Kick some dirt around. And dig in here with 2-1. He had that RBI single earlier in the ball game and worked a walk in the middle of the last Colt 45's rally. The corners move in. Riley takes a fastball in. And another balk is issued, so the double play not in order. Avalos, visibly upset with the umpire, waves him off. Says, forget about it, whatever. Asking how what he did was a balk, but doesn't matter. Runners move over another 90 feet. Moss from second and Mizuda on third. Riley, right-hand hitter. So Avalos comes set and delivers. Fastball. It's going to go off the knob of the bat of Riley, and it's called a foul ball. He was leaning back out of the way of the pitch, and it went off the knob of his bat as he tucked his hands in to avoid getting hit. He'll dig back in now. Wave his bat back and forth, the 0-1 delivery. This is low and in. One ball and one strike. Riley looking to extend the inning for the Colt 45s. On deck is Noah Betanco, who had the RBI single his last time up. In the air. Shallow left field, makes his way over to the shortstop, who will get under it and squeeze it for the out. Riley check swings on one, in on the hands, pops it out to the shortstop. Back of third base, a left fielder. The left fielder, Nick Golden, flying in, but it was the shortstop. Brett Griffiths making the play. Now Noah Betanco is going to come to the plate, and as I said before, had that single this last time up that resulted in an RBI. Get some cheers from the fans. Tonight's backstop. So he takes a couple hacks, and from that right side, we'll dig in with two runners in scoring position looking to get the Colt 45s back in this ballgame. With one out, Avalos comes set and delivers. Fastball swing and a miss, foul to into the mitt of Morris for strike one. Betanco will step out of the box and retuck in his jersey and take a couple practice hacks. An 0-1 count. With one out, Betanco getting a little help from home plate umpire. Can't quite get his jersey tucked in all the way. And will now get some sarcastic applause from the fans as he now takes a couple more swings. In this 10-6 ball game, two runners in scoring position. Avalos comes set out of the stretch. The 0-1 delivery with one out. Fastball in at the knees on the inside corner. That's strike two. An 0-2 count on Betanco. He steps back in, taps the plate a couple times with his bat. Slightly open stance on the right side. The 0-2 delivery from Avalos. Fastball makes Betanco jump back out of the box. Ball one. Fastball way inside. Moving out of the way was Betanco, who now digs back in. Getting backed off the plate. Avalos comes set. A 1-2 delivery. Fastball outside, check swing, appeal to the field umpire, says no on the appeal. Two balls and two strikes. Still with one out, NBO Sacramento would surrender the run on a ground ball. They're not playing the infield in, the infield at normal depth, the outfield playing straight up with the center fielder shaded a little bit toward left center field. The 2-2 delivery swung on and grounded toward the Colt 45 dugout to keep the count at two balls and two strikes. Betanco's going to step out of the box and take a couple more practice swings and now digs back in. The 2-2 with one out. Curveball. This is inside. Great take there by Betanco. Count moves full at three balls and two strikes. Three balls and two strikes, one out. Runners on second and third. 10-6. Fives to keep the rally going. Hoplos gets a sign. Now comes set. The payoff pitch to Betanco. Curveball misses up and in for ball four. Betanco works a walk and helps continue the inning. And pinch hitting for Joel Calderon is going to be Brandon Zanny. Calderon will be pinch hit for as Cassingham makes his way out to first base to be the courtesy runner for Noah Betanco, who worked a walk. The bottom of the seventh here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Pinch hitting Brandon Zanny. Dixon now a slightly open stance, right-hand hitter. Base is loaded. The pitch. Curveball misses up and in for ball one. Zanny working with the bases loaded here. He's the tying run at the plate. Avalos out of the stretch delivers the 1-0. Fastball is going to be in at the knees. Strike one. One ball and one strike. Vila on deck. Zanny has worked 13 walks this season. Avalos delivers. Popped up back to the screen over home plate. Catcher is called off by the pitcher who's going to squeeze it for the out. That's out number two. So kind of worst case scenario there is Zanny was not able to get a barrel on it. He pops that one up to the pitcher, Avalos. Okay. Rare sight to see there. The pitcher squeezing a pop up on the infield, but we'll bring the top of the order, Dusty Vila, to the plate. He's 0-4 tonight, looking for his first hit of the ball game in this bottom of the seventh. Avalos, glove of the belt. Now comes set. Two-out delivery misses inside. Ball one. Vila, the tying run at the plate. Four tribes have yet to put a run on the board here, but are threatening. The 1-0 delivery misses low. Ball two. Dancing off the bag at third is Mazuda. Infield playing back behind the runners. Depth. Outfield playing straight up. The 2-0 delivery from Avalos. This one popped up and fouled back over the screen. Count moves to two balls and one strike. Two balls and one strike on the second baseman, Vila. Vila on the season's batting .381. The 2-1 pitch. Fastball smoked, but just foul over the first baseman's head. So count moves now to two balls and two strikes. What looked to be trouble down the line is just a bit foul. Foul by about 3 or 4 feet. As the runners make their way back to their respective bases. Two balls and two strikes on Vila with two outs here in this bottom of the seventh. The bases are loaded for the Colt 45s. They're down 10-6. Avalos comes set. The 2-2 delivery to Vila. It's fouled back over the screen. Yet again, so count remains. Two balls and two strikes. Vila looking to extend the inning for the Colt 45s. Avalos comes set, the 2-2 delivery. Hit in the air toward right field. Right fielder is going to have a play on it and will squeeze it just in front of the track. Vila, a loud out to the right fielder, will end the inning for the Colt 45s. They leave them loaded. They score none. It's 10-6 after 7. Right into the top of the eighth inning, back out for his second inning of work as Canfield. Tonight's Redding Colt 45's baseball game is brought to you by KCNR Sasser Redding, your talk radio station at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Every day, your life is filled with choices.
And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Canfield will be out there for a second inning of work as he concludes his warm-up tosses. He'll be the top of the order for NBO Sacramento, Brett Griffiths, followed by Davis Grawley and Lance Sabaki. Brett Griffiths is 1-for-4 tonight. He was thrown out, stretching a single to a double, and then doubled in the sixth. They went 1-2-3 last inning. Now it will be the shortstop, Brett Griffiths, digging in from the right side against the southpaw, Thomas Canfield, who comes set and delivers. This one swung on, grounded to the shortstop, and through. That's number 10, Sutter Moss, who moved over to shortstop after Zanny came in the game, pinch hitting for Calderon. So Moss moves over to shortstop, and Zanny's in the game at third base now. And it went to his left, charging it, kicked over the heel of his glove, and went through into shallow left center field. So Davis Grawley will be digging in from the right side now. And he'll come set, delivers a fastball up and away for ball one. A 1-0 count now. On Grawley. Canfield comes set. Checks the runner back at first. That's Griffiths. Delivers. Breaking ball. Misses upstairs for ball two. 2-0 count with no outs. Checks the runner back at first after getting a sign from Betanco. Delivers a fastball. In the way for ball three. 3-0 count on Grawley, who is 1-for-4 tonight with a walk. He moves the bat back a couple of times. Canfield comes set, the 3-0 delivery. Fastball misses up and away, snagged by Betanco. And two runners have reached now as Griffith singled. He's now going to be at second base after Grawley works a walk. Four-pitch walk by Canfield. Now it's going to be number 21, Bryce Sabati, pinch hitting for Lance Sabaki. He's going to watch a fastball float in there for a strike in the inside corner. Betanco is going to make his way out to the mound and have a chat with Canfield. So Bryce Sabaki has come in the game for Lance Sabaki, the designated hitter. As he digs in for the right side, an even stance. Canfield comes set and delivers. Fastball off the plate outside. One ball and one strike. Canfield checks to runners back at first and second. Delivers in the dirt, kicked by Betanco. Excellent play moving to his left there as that ball was way inside. Two balls and one strike on Sabaki. Colt 45 is looking to turn two and get out, get a quick two outs in this inning. Canfield comes set, 2-1 delivery. Fastball misses way inside, moves Sabaki out of the way for ball three. Three balls and one strike. Canfield, carrying it to Betanco, who sets up inside, delivers. Fastball on the outside corner, making his way down to first base. Thought he had a walk, was Sabaki, but count moves full at three balls and two strikes. Now Canfield gets the sign from Betanco and delivers. A swung on, grounded towards the shortstop, flips to second for one, on to first for two. A 6-4-3 double play, exactly what the Colt 45s needed. And quickly, two gone here as making his way over to third base is Brett Griffiths, who led things off with the single, as Henry Paulner will step into the box. He's 1-for-4 tonight. He doubled and has a hit by Pitts. Wide open stance on the right side, taking his lead from third is Griffiths. Canfield peers into Betanco. Now comes set. And delivers. Folks, you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Reading, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. I'm Jacob Green, bringing you some Reading Colt 45's baseball on this warm Friday night from Tiger Field in Reading, California. It's great to have you with us. The lights have taken full effect as Canfield comes set. The 1-0 delivery with two outs in this 10-6 ball game. Here it is. Third ball misses up and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes on Paulner. Canfield gets a sign for Betanco. Delivers the 2-0. Way outside. Snagged by Betanco again. Doing a great job moving to his right and left all night long. As most of these pitches that he's been able to snow cone, just barely getting a piece of his glove, usually go back to the screen. The delivery from Canfield. Fastball, and at the knees on the outside corner for strike one. Count moves to 2-1 now. Canfield comes set, taking his lead from third is Griffiths. With two outs, the delivery. Swing and a miss for strike two. Great pitch there from Canfield. Blew a fastball by him. The count fills at three balls and two strikes. Waving the bat back and forth from the right side. A wide open stance. Canfield comes set. Delivers. Fastball just off the plate. Taken for ball four. Another walk issued. It'll bring the catcher Brad Morris to the plate. He's homered in his last two at-bats this evening. Now there's runners at the corners. That's the second walk issued by Canfield tonight. Now Canfield's going to step off, make the runners get back to the bags. Now climbs back up on top of the hill. From the third base side of the rubber, peers in at Betanco. Who gives him his sign. Canfield comes set. And delivers. Fastball swing. And a miss. The strike one. Great pitch there from Canfield. Dotted up off the outside edge. Got Morris to chase that fastball. It's an 0-1 count now. Morris with a wide open stance. The delivery from Canfield is fouled back to the screen. Another fastball as Morris ripped at that one. Just got a piece of it. He's going to step out, take a little breather. Now digs back in. With the socks up high, waves the wood a couple of times. Canfield peering into Betanco. He sets up inside. Canfield steps off and caught in between second and first. His throw down from Canfield, the pitcher, chasing the runner back at third. Now the runner at third is caught in a pickle. Zandy chases him back toward home. Metalco gets the throw, chases him back toward third, and tagged out by the shortstop, Sutter Moss. So Canfield, with a gutsy move, steps off the rubber as the runner was taking off between first and second. Then Vila made the throw over to the third baseman, Zaney, who chased Griffiths down the line toward home. Then the throw went to Betanco, who chased Griffiths back to third base before Sutter Moss received the throw and tagged him out. So, erased on that is NBO Sacramento, and we're headed to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's 10-6. Tonight's Redding Colt 45's baseball game is brought to you by KCNR Shasta Redding.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Redding Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Redding Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Redding Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Redding Regional Airport.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Leading things off here for the Colt 45 is going to be Griffith Fenn, the left-handed hitter, as Fernando Avalos will be back out there for his third inning of work in this bottom of the eighth, as NBO Sacramento concludes their warm-up. And Morris will make his throw down to second base. Fenn saunters to the plate to dig in from that left side. The Colt 45s are down 10-6. And this bottom of the eighth, with six outs left in this ballgame to work with to score some runs, it's going to be Griffith Fenn, the Colt 45s' hottest hitter, to lead things off, looking to start a rally. Now cooled off here and the breeze has died down. It's 86 degrees, a beautiful summer night for baseball, as Avalos comes set out of the windup, delivers fastball, bounced it, not quite picked by Morris the catcher for ball one. 1-0 count on Fenn. He is 0-for-3 with a walk tonight. He taps the plate with his bat. One of the delivery from Avalos. Fastball misses low and in again. The ball's two. Two balls and no strikes now. Fenn digs back in. An even stance. Left-hand hitter. The 2-0 delivery. Waved at. Fenn pokes at it, and it's going to be in the air towards right field, but out of play. Lands just foul. Fenn pulled it just a little bit too much down the line. It landed about 3 or 4 feet foul. The right fielder, David Henry, giving chase, was unable to make a play on it. Two balls and one strike now, with no outs here. On deck is Kyle Norton, the designated hitter. He'll be up next. As Avalos comes set now, 2-1 delivery. Curveball. It's going to be called a ball, just a bit high. So Fenn with a great take there. Looked like it was going to be called a strike, but it was called a ball. The 3-1 delivery from Avalos. Fastball misses in the dirt. Fenn works a leadoff walk, his second walk of the evening. So Colt 45's leadoff man is aboard. That will be Kyle Norton, the designated hitter, digging in. Left-hand hitter. NBO Sacramento playing at double play depth as pitch comes in from Avalos is waved at Norton way early on that pitch. Strike one. And no one count on Norton. Avalos comes set. Going delivery. Fastball hit in the air. Popped up on the infield. Shortstop calling for it will have a play and squeeze it four out number one. So Norton pops out. He is now 1-for-4 tonight. He did reach on the error, but that will bring up McGuire Smith playing first base tonight. He's 1-for-4. Looking to get a rally going for the Cole 45s. A spin takes his lead from first. Now takes a secondary lead. Avalos delivers. Fastball in at the knees. Right down Main Street. Strike one. No balls and one strike. Smith waves the wood back and forth. Avalos comes set. The 0-1 delivery. Breaking ball misses high. Check swing by Smith. Doesn't even go around. Count evens up at 1-1. Back in the box, waving the wood back and forth. The 1-1 delivery from Avalos. Popped up and over the screen. For strike two. 1-2 on Smith, the first baseman. Back in the box now. A wide stance. Catcher sets up high and inside. Pitch. On the inside corner, just in at the waist. For strike three, Norton. My apologies. Smith goes down looking. That will bring up Keanu Mizuta to the plate. He's had a pretty good night. He's got a single, a double, and reached on an error. He led things off last inning. As the pitch from Avalos comes in, it goes past the catcher. Finn is not going to take second on the pitch as it kicked away from the catcher who couldn't find it initially. Finn didn't take off from first base. He's only four steps off the bag. Didn't want to chance it. Someone went all the way back to the screen. Avalos comes set the 1-0 delivery. Fastball misses high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes now. Two balls and no strikes with two out. Ben taking his lead from first. He walked to begin this inning. Avalos delivers. That one's fouled back to the screen for strike one. 2-1. On deck, should the inning continue, is Sutter Moss. Avalos gets a sign. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball, this one squirts past the catcher all the way back to the screen, and taking second base is Finn. He's now in scoring position. On that pass ball, the second pass ball of the at-bat. As Mizuta digs back in. Waves the bat back and forth a couple of times. Avalos comes set, the 3-1 delivery with two outs. Fastball on the outside corner, called strike two. Mizuta works the count full. Avalos, rather, works the count full on Mizuta. As Avalos comes set, the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Got Mizuta swinging. And the side is retired. So the Colt 45 strand one. They score none. It's 10-6. After eight, we're headed to the top of the ninth. Folks, you're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading, your talk radio station, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Tonight, we are saluting Shasta Regional Medical Center, and the new doctoral residents coming aboard.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tigerfield in Redding, California. It's the top of the ninth. Thomas Canfield, the southpaw, will be back on for his third full inning of work. Facing off against Indio Sacramento, it'll be Brad Morris with a new count after caught in the pickle between third and first was Brett Griffiths for the third out of the top of the eighth. He'll dig in from that right side with a wide open stance. He's got two home runs in his last two at-bats tonight. Canfield comes set out of the windup. Delivers. Fastball is fouled back to the screen. Strike one. So Brad Morris, the catcher tonight for Indio Sacramento, homered in back-to-back at-bats. He's got four RBIs on the night, which is the difference in tonight's ball game as Eco 45s are down four. In this top of the ninth, it's 10-6, Indio Sacramento on top. The 0-1 delivery from Canfield is swung on and missed for strike two. Fastball outside got him to chase. On deck for Indio Sacramento is for 24, Dylan Hansen. Dunham Hansen, I believe. We'll get that name when he is called up to bat as Canfield comes set to deliver the 1-2 pitch. It's a fastball way inside. Almost hit him. For ball two. Two balls and two strikes. As Indio Sacramento has some activity up in their bullpen. It's Canfield delivers the 2-2. Gonna miss up and away for ball three. Morris works to count full after being behind in it, 0-2. Looks to be Willie Tatum in the bullpen. Canfield gets a sign from Baitonka, who sets up inside the payoff pitch. Fastball misses way inside for ball four. So the leadoff hitter for Indio Sacramento is aboard. Yes. It's going to be the right-hand hitter, number 24, first baseman Duncan Hansen, who is hitting for Austin Watkins. He's rocking the stirrups too. Right-hand hitter. As Canfield out of the stretch delivers a fastball off the plate for ball one, low and away. Dunn and Hansen taking over the first base responsibilities for Austin Watkins. It's Canfield with the ball tucked behind him, glove up by his shoulder, comes set now. 1-0 delivery to Hansen. It's going to be low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Hansen digs back in, taps the plate with his bat. Canfield comes set, the 2-0 delivery. Fastball misses high and away for ball three. The Colt 45s have some activity up in their bullpen should the lead get worse. It's a 3-0 delivery from Canfield. The fastball on the outside corner. Strike one. Canfield forces a throw strike there and does it. Dotted on the outside edge. 3-1 pitch. Fastball. Swing and a miss. Fouled into the glove, actually, of Betanco. Then makes a throw down to first. Not in time. Count moves full for the second batter in a row. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Diving back to the bag was Morris at first. Canfield delivers the payoff pitch. Fastball goes past Betanco to the screen. It's going to be a wild pitch and a walk as Bob Anderson is going to make his way out to the mound, and we're going to get a pitching change here. So Canfield's night is done. He goes 2+ and is responsible for those 2 runners aboard. It's going to be Cody Rathel on in relief, a right-hander. Will mosey on in and sets to begin his warm-up tosses as we're going to cut to break to allow time for Cody Rathel to warm up. Tonight we are saluting Shasta Regional Medical Center and the new doctoral residents coming aboard.
Every day, your life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tanger Field in Redding, California. Coming on in relief of Thomas Canfield is going to be Cody Rathel, who has a fastball, curveball, changeup arsenal, looking to finish off this ninth inning for the Colt 45s. Canfield went 2+, walked 4, but struck out 2, allowed no runs, but he is responsible for those runners on first and second, both walks issued by him. That's Brad Morris and Dunnan Hansen. Cody Rathel, working with 2 inherited runners, will be facing off against David Henry, who came in as a defensive substitution for right fielder Tyce Bartlett in the 7th inning. Right-handed hitter, a right-on-right matchup here, as the 45s make their way back to their defensive positions. As Betanco trots out to Rathel to run over signs real quick, now makes his way back to behind the plate. It's 10-6, nobody's out, runners on first and second. The Colt 45s playing a double play depth, looking to get a double play of some sort and get out of the inning, go to the bottom half and try and tie it as Rathel, glove dangling, peering in at Betanco, gets a sign, now comes set and delivers. Fastball hit in the air towards left field, and it's going to be just foul and land just a tad beyond the Colt 45s bullpen out there in far away left field. So a loud strike on David Henry. Struck out his last time up. Rathel comes set. Checks the runner back at second. It's Morris. The 0-1 delivery is bounced from the plate. Blocked by Betanco, who pounces on it and almost threw down to second, but getting back rather quickly was Morris. 1 ball and 1 strike. On Henry, right-handed hitter. Even stance, Betanco sets up up and in. Rathel checks Morris back at second. This one swung on grounded to third baseman Zanny, leaping for it, makes it back into play, throws on over to first. Picked by the first baseman, but he comes off the bag. Everybody's going to be safe, as Zanny had to leap for that ball off the second in between, the second high chopper. Zanny had to jump up glove, then off his back foot, made a throw and over to first, was blocked by Sutter Moss, who had to smother the ball as it was in the dirt anyway. So an infield hit there will fill the bases and bring Drew Hansen, the left-hand hitter, to the plate. So Gold 45s have a force at every base. They're going to bring the corners in. Shortstop Moss and second baseman Vila pinching toward the middle. by second base as Raffel delivers a strike and at the knees. Nice fastball there to Drew Hansen, the third baseman. Left-hand hitting, dangles the bat. Wiggles the bat, rather, as Raffel dangles his glove, now gets a sign, comes set. The 0-1 delivery from Raffel. Fastball misses low and in. One ball and one strike. Nobody out still in this bottom of the top of the ninth, rather. Raffel comes set, the 1-1 delivery. Fastball waved at, grounded towards the shortstop, charging gloves, throws on the run toward first base. It's going to be in time. The run scores. It's now 11-6, so Morris scores. That's Canfield's run. And he's responsible for that runner at third as well, but now one out here as Drew Hansen is erased on that 5-6-3 put out, rather, on the charging play from Sutter Moss. As the infield comes in now, the shortstop and third baseman, that's Zanny and Moss, come in. Even with the bag, it's a fastball in for Nick Golden, the right fielder. Check swing, but no on the appeal. So 1-0 count, one ball, no strikes. Runners take their leads from second and third. Since hit in the air, left fielder charging in, calls off the shortstop Moss. That's out number two, and the runners hold. So Hansen at third and Henry at second. They stay after that flyout. And Sutter Moss, even though he was even with a bag, playing a couple steps off the infield grass at shortstop, made his way over toward the left field line, but was called off by the left fielder, Keanu Mizuta, who made the play, as Brett Griffiths intentionally walked to bring Davis Grawley to the plate, who is 1-for-5 tonight with 2 walks and reached on error. So the base is now loaded for Davis Grawley with 2 outs here. The infield playing back. Raffel delivers this in the air toward Riley. It's going to be over his shoulder. Should be playable. He tracks it down, turns, and makes the catch on the fly. It's 11-6. The Colt 45 is looking to score 5 in the bottom half and tie things up or win. Tonight's game is brought to you by KCNR Shasta Reading, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Tonight, we're saluting Shasta Regional Medical Center and the new doctoral residents coming aboard.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. The Colt 45s are down 5. Leading things off will be the shortstop, Sutter Moss. He'll be facing off against Fernando Avalos in his 4th inning of work. My apologies, 3rd inning of work. He'll be facing Moss, Riley, and Betanco for the Colt 45s. The Colt 45s looking to work a little magic here and see if they can end things in dramatic fashion. They were up 6-5 until the top of the 7th inning, rather. after they took the lead in the bottom of the sixth, and now they're down by five in this bottom of the ninth. Moss will be leading things off for the Colt 45s. As home plate umpire is signaling some defensive substitutions. And now we set to get things ready as Fernando Avalos comes set. Out of the windup, delivers. Misses low. Breaking ball, misses low for ball one. So, Sutter Moss moving over to shortstop after Zanny pinch hit. It's one in the air. Should be playable for the right fielder, who's making his way in towards right center field. And we'll squeeze it for out number one. So, the Colt 45 is down to their final two outs after Sutter Moss flies out to the right fielder. That's the right fielder, David Henry. And now Braxton Riley to the plate, who is 1-for-4. He reached on a fielder's choice and a walk. Avalos comes set out of the windup. There's a fastball right through the heart of the zone for strike one. In a one count. Avalos gets a sign, now comes set and delivers. Some waved at and fouled right toward the Colt 45 dugout. Strike two. The Colt 45 is running out of time here. They once had the lead. Now they're down five. As Avalos delivers the 0-2 to Riley. Fouled back to the screen. Riley stays alive. Just fought that one off. An inside fastball in on his hands. Got a piece of it. He steps out of the box and readjusts his hands on the bat. Now digs back in, taps the plate a couple times. Slightly open stance, socks up high. The 0-2 delivery from Avalos. Sit in the air toward left field. To the track, at the wall. That ball is gone. Braxton Riley homers. It's 11-7. So a little bit of life here for the Colt 45s. With one down still, but it's 11-7 now. The deficit is cut to four with Noah Betanco coming to the plate. Brandon Zanny is on deck. And Betanco will get a little loose as he walks to the box, takes a couple practice swings. Fernando Avalos, here's in at Morris. Betanco with that check swing before he gets ready. Delivery from Avalos. It's going to be on the inside corner at the knees for strike one. Betanco is 1-for-4 with two walks tonight. Taps the plate. Now righties. Avalos comes set. The 0-1 delivery with one out. Fastball backs Betanco off the plate and is awarded first base as it got a piece of him, so the Colt 45 is not going away quietly here as Betanco is hit by a pitch. And Brandon Zanny makes his way to the plate. Mason Cassingham will go out to be the courtesy runner for Betanco in this 11-7 ball game. As Brandon Zanny comes to the plate, he popped out to the pitcher Avalos his last time up. He's only at bat of the night after he pinch hit for Joel Calderon. So he takes a ball low and away for ball one. A 1-0 count. Zanny's got 13 walks on the season. A walk here would really help the Colt 45s. The 1-0 delivery from Avalos. Breaking ball. Misses. Hits the zone, rather. And a back pick toward first. Casting him back in plenty of time. A 1-1 count. After that curveball dropped in above the knee. One ball and one strike. On the right hand hitting, Brandon Zanny. Avalos comes set. Throws a pickoff attempt over to first. Back in plenty of time is Cassingham. Lunging back. He's got the sliding glove on, the oven mitt on his left hand. He takes his lead, 2-3 steps, being held on. The pitch from Avalos. Another breaking ball on the outside corner and at the knees. One ball and two strikes on Zanny. NBO Sacramento, playing their second baseman shaded a bit up the middle, looking to turn two, playing a double play depth. The 1-2 delivery from Avalos misses low and away. Ball two. Avalos not really able to locate the fastball well, but the breaking pitch has been working for him. See, checks casting in back at first. Now comes set, the 2-2 with one out. Fastball's popped back over the screen. Zanny fights it off. Now takes a little walk out of the box. He stays alive. With one out here in the bottom of the ninth. It's 11-7. NBO Sacramento on top of the Colt 45s in their final effort to win this ball game as Avalos comes set and delivers a fastball low for ball three. Zanny working his magic yet again. Where Avalos was ahead in the count, now Zanny works to full. As the payoff pitch from Avalos, Cassingham running. Huge jump. This one's popped up on the infield. Cassingham being yelled by his teammates to get back as it's squeezed back behind the mound by the shortstop, Brett Griffiths, for out number two. So Zanny pops out to the shortstop. That'll bring up the top of the order. The left-hand hitting Dusty Vila, who's 0 for 5 tonight, looking to get his first hit of the evening and help move that line along for the Colt 45s as Avalos comes set and delivers this one's hit in the air towards center field. The center fielder, playable, will get under it and squeeze it for out number three. So Vila flies out to the center fielder, and that's the way the ball game ends. So NBO Sacramento wins 11-7 on this Friday night in this 3-hour and 20-minute ball game. 21-minute ball game. NBL Sacramento wins it by a score of 11-7. The Colt 45s go down. And we'll see you back out here tomorrow at 7:15 before our 6 p.m. start Sunday. This is KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 a.m., 96.5 FM. I'm Jacob Green, bringing you some Colt 45s baseball. Special thanks to all our listeners out there. It's great to have you with us. The final score here is 11-7. Special thanks to David Wiley back in the studio. I'm Jacob Green saying thank you and good night.
Places and Things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
About it, then they attack you, and they think calling you a right-wing media is some kind of a big insult. You know, I guess that means that your brain works and you're in the media. It's a secret code. Have to go to the Democrat to English translation dictionary, the liberal to English translation dictionary. But here is Joy Reid, who's completely out of her mind, and she kind of. I don't know if she shaved her head. It's a buzz cut. It's a major buzz cut, though, on her head, because she had dyed her hair blonde and grown it long and straight. She's allegedly an African-American woman. And she had this, like, straightened hair, became long, like she is, you know, in the Beatles or something. And then she dyed it blonde. And then people, including me, started making fun of her for having Donald Trump hair. And then she found herself just the other day, day before yesterday or so, she with a shorn head, shorn. And it's still kind of what's left is a little bit blondish. She is a dangerously psychopathic person that NBC News pays $1 million a year to lie to a very small number of people on behalf of the Democrat Party, which NBC Network supports, because they somehow have become anti-American and pro-murder and pro-Venezuelan gang and pro-rape of children. Now, the Democrats and the rape of children, you know, they give a standing ovation to Roman Polanski, the film director. He did make Chinatown, but other than that, and they gave a standing ovation led by Harvey Weinstein, no less, at the Oscars. He had drugged with Quaaludes and champagne a 12-year-old girl who had not yet become a teenager in the hot tub at Jack Nicholson's house in Los Angeles. And he had to flee the country after he was convicted of child rape, of drugging and raping the child. And it's, you know, it's kind of like Bill Cosby, but with a 12-year-old. And then he gets a standing ovation in Los Angeles because they really don't care. It's impossible to comprehend if you're a normal person, but they just don't care about this stuff. And that's what differentiates between being a Democrat and not being a Democrat in the United States of America today. Sexual abuse of children and the gender dysphoria for children. And honestly, it's madness. But let me get to Joy Reid with Democrat Congresswoman Premila Jayapal. Premila. She is a very bad person, very bad, awful Democrat member of Congress, anti-American, anti-Semitic, not one of the good guys by a long stretch. And she, they were on together, and they belong together. They're talking about the fact that Fox News and Newsmax, too, are reporting on the crimes, the horrible, terrible murders and kidnappings and rapes of children, and the murder of a mother of five in Maryland. The illegal alien was arrested while sitting at a bar very casually in Oklahoma after raping and murdering a mother of five in Maryland who was out for a walk in her neighborhood to get some steps in. But never mind that. So here is Joyless Reid on MSDNC talking to Democrat Congresswoman and radical Premila Jayapal.
There is a thing that's happening in the conversation on immigration on the ground level, which is polling, and we don't know how reliable it is
polling.
And how it's worded. I guess it depends. But
yeah.
You seem to see more, even Democrats, or at least a third of Democrats,
and even
Latinos in some cases,
Latinos.
In favor of mass deportation. I guess it's a question of people's fear of, I guess, employment, you know, competition.
Yeah, that's it.
Or fear of, you know, a disorderly process that
a disorderly
they didn't have
process.
To go through, and they feel like, I went through the
fear.
Orderly process. What do you think is behind that?
What do you think? It's fear. And it's true. CBS News poll found that 53% of Latinos, or if I were her, I would say Latinos, because every time you go to a word that's related to Latinos or being Latin American, you have to use a ridiculous accent, like Hillary Clinton at a black church.
It's awful hard.
Like Democrats do all the time. And, yeah, even Latinos, but she's got to say Latinos. They always slip in like, you know, suddenly you're a bandito on the back of a burro with a rifle and a sombrero.
Latinx.
From the others, Latinx. They're not just an ethnic group. They're also a bathroom tissue. And the polling, but dismiss the polling. And it's on the ground. It's always on the ground. Where else would it be? Honestly. And it's about fear. Maybe they get their news from an actual news organization. Maybe they're aware of what's really going on in the country. Maybe they have some decency left inside of them, and they want to see fewer murders and child kidnapping rapes rather than more. But you, and she's smirking smugly and arrogantly, of course, while talking to Premila Jayapal. And then, because it's just amazing, They love the crime. They love the illegality of it all. They love the fact that it's all anti-American, detrimental to America. They're racist, they're anti-American, they're anti-capitalist. You know, they're Democrats.
There's a lot of fear-mongering.
There's a lot of fear-mongering.
Absolutely. There's a lot of fear-mongering.
And I think it's kind of remarkable that the polls I look at, the national polls, actually Americans still support immigrants.
Yeah.
They support immigration. It's just
that's not
that
what we're talking
like
about, moron.
System that actually works and that can keep them safe and secure. And all of us
imagine.
Want that. And, you know, I've been working
on
this issue for 20 years since before I came to Congress.
Yes.
Really?
In the streets as an activist.
In the streets. You should go back to the streets where I think you belong. Just amazing. That's, and she'd been working on it for more than 20 years, even before she came to Congress. She was in the streets. Doing what she doesn't want to say. And they always do this slippery, slimy. Oh, no, there are polls. I'm looking at polls and Americans still support immigrants. Yeah. Well, yeah. I support family members, but not gang members. Yeah. You know, that's, people still support, members. Yeah. Of course we support immigrants. We take in a million legal immigrants every year. I hang out with a great many of them. That's a wonderful thing, you know, from Hungary to Peru to Brazil to Mexico to on and on it goes to France. I've got friends from all kinds of countries all over the world, and they came here illegally. I did have a friend. He's no longer with us. He died. Joji, who was from Japan, as you might imagine. And he was legal, but he was illegally in the country for 8 years. And he told me about it, that he was in on a visa expired, and he was here illegally for 8 years. But he wasn't a gang member, you know, Yakuza, anything like that. Never mind that. So here comes Joyless Reid. And Joyless Reid and Democrat Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, who's from the streets or something. And they go to the headlines from CNN and MSNBC, and then Fox News, and they're very upset that Fox News is not fluffing Joe Biden in their reporting, so-called, in their headlines, on their graphics on the screen, that they're actually talking about the horrible things that are as a direct result of Joe Biden's policies.
Let me show you this is one of the reasons that people have these sort of thinking. Here's the three cable networks reporting of this. Our banner said, soon Biden announces legal protections for undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens. CNN's banner said, Biden announces new protections for some undocumented spouses. Here was Fox's banner, migrant arrested for raping 13-year-old in New York City.
Yes.
And so I think that's part of the problem, right?
Exactly.
Is that you have
that's
a lot
of
fear mongering.
Exactly.
Oh, Congressman, that's, she slapped her knee. It was like that. Oh, look, they're reporting the 13-year-old kidnapped and tied up and raped in a park in New York while people watched. And they're all Democrats. And CNN and MSNBC are saying Biden provides protections for undocumented spouses. You mean amnesty for 500,000 people. How many of those are gang members? And, you know, not everybody's values around the world are the same as American values. When you bring gang members in from Venezuela or from El Salvador, you have to do the thick accent thing. Isn't that amazing? And she literally laughed. I mean, that should be a drop-in. That should be her ringtone on her cell phone, which was created by the patriarchy.
Migrant but, arrested for raping 13-year-old in New York City.
Yes.
Yes. She's just laughing at the fact that any news organization would cover the story when it's part of a much broader pattern of rape and murder and chaos and bedlam inflicted by illegal aliens waved into the country by Joe Biden. Some of them checked at the border and still waved in and given plane tickets and bus tickets and, you know, here are the keys to your daughter's room because the Democrat Party. Now, Houston, Texas, the NBC affiliate down there, KPRC, and they have a reporter there named Corley Peel, and Corley Peel spoke to the mother of the latest victim of illegal alien pandemonium, rape and murder, and the mother, Joycelyn Nungary.
It's hard. It's so hard.
Tears stream down Alexis Nungary's face as she speaks about her 12-year-old daughter, Joycelyn.
She was goofy. She always had her own little spunk. She never followed the crowd. She
always stood up for what was right.
There are pictures of her, cute kid, doing funny things, and, yeah, 12-year-old, not even a teenager yet, and kidnapped and raped and murdered by two illegal aliens, and the Democrats laugh, members of Congress laugh out loud, two Venezuelan illegal aliens that came in illegally, and one of them said, oh, I'm too afraid to go back to Venezuela. Okay, you're in, because they get the playbook from the commies before they even reach our border. That means the Democrat Party and their allies. The mother, Alexis, of just amazing story, Alexis Nungari, whose 12-year-old daughter was kidnapped, raped, and murdered by two Venezuelan illegal aliens.
She hopes whoever is responsible is held accountable.
What would you want them to know? I want karma to hit them. I'm like angry that they took advantage of her. She's so young. She's 12. I want justice. I want them to come forward. I want whoever has seen them, please. You took my baby away.
And Lake and Riley, murdered by an illegal alien from Venezuela at age 22 in Georgia, college student, nursing student, out for an exercise. And Ruby Garcia, a young woman, murdered by an illegal alien. And the 13-year-old grabbed, kidnapped, tied up, and raped in Central Park by an illegal alien from Ecuador. And this is just, you know, fresh off the presses. But when you're a Democrat member of Congress and it's mentioned to you that this is being covered on another network, how does a Democrat member of Congress respond?
Migrant arrested for raping 13-year-old in New York City.
Yes.
Isn't that hilarious? That's fine. It's good to be a Democrat, isn't it? If we had a news media in this country, I wonder what they'd do. And these are the people who are going to be, you know, moderating the news media people, moderating, hosting the presidential debate or debates. There might be more than one. Well, there first, let's start with this. There might be one. And I've got Newt Gingrich commenting on that and on Joe Biden's mental state. Your Democrat Party, Lake and Riley, Ruby Garcia, young women whose names are not being made public because they're 12 years old and 13 years old, kidnapped, raped, and murdered. And Democrat members of Congress laugh out loud, laugh out loud. Now, after arresting eight Tajiks from Tajikistan who are members of ISIS plotting against us in New York, Philly, and L.A., now we learn there are more than 1,500 Tajiks in the country illegally. More than 30,000 Chinese illegally in the country. And we have a news media that is an engorged extension of the Democrat Party. And they could care less. I guess they figure they'll be okay. And it's important that the cadaverous sock puppet win the election in November. So they're doing their part.
Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/America or text America to 511-511.
Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code COMBO, or text COMBO to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code COMBO.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text COMBO to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
Cue the fireworks and celebrate Independence Day with the Omaha Steaks 4th of July sale. Save 50% off site-wide and fire up the perfect backyard cookout with tender steaks, juicy burgers, deli-style franks, and more family favorites. Shop today at omahasteaks.com and score an extra $30 off when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Plus, every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code SIZZLE at checkout.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call Total Financial Freedom now at 800-832-2366 for a free consultation. For 17 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Battling for years and years stuck in the endless cycle of minimum payments could take decades. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Total Financial Freedom now at 800-832-2366. That's 800-832-2366. 800-832-2366.
Not available in all states.
Let's go. I got Newt Gingrich coming up talking about Joe Biden and his brain. She's a broke. She's a no good. But right now, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Dave calling from Silver Spring, Maryland. Dave, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Dave.
Whenever these pampered brats in the Democrat Party want to lecture us about our point of view on illegal immigration, we should remind everybody of the warm and lovely welcoming they gave to these people on Martha's Vineyard. You know, if we're afraid of losing our jobs, is that they were they afraid? All these CEOs and bankers and lawyers were afraid they were going to lose their jobs to these illegal immigrants on Martha's Vineyard? Is that what's going on?
Right. Barack and Michelle Obama in their $16 million oceanfront house, or John Kerry, who sold his $16 million house on Nantucket because they're going to put windmills within his line of sight.
Yeah.
And moved to Martha's Vineyard. And, you know, most of the cheap labor out, I've been to Martha's Vineyard, most of the cheap labor there is Portuguese. And they use them for their restaurant labor and stuff. But you're right, they called in the National Guard, the military, and they dragged away the very small number of illegal aliens and brought them to a military base where we think they were turned into Soylent Green.
My father-in-law was murdered in San Diego in 1984. It was a gang initiation killing for a South of the Border gang. They just killed him so that they could get into the gang. Shot him with a 25 caliber pistol round, which didn't kill him right away, just bounced around inside, banging off a bone, steering him up. So I'm kind of familiar. My family's experience with the wonderful South of the Border gangs goes way back. We've had that in our family for quite a while.
Wow. That is an amazing story. Yeah. Yeah. Law and order. Law and order. Not anarchy, chaos, gangs, crime. But the Democrat Party is the party of all of those bad things.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.